Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to crawl blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivation to track to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what tonight is. It is Friday night, and of course, you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there. Good to see you guys in the house. I see the chat room is filling up, as well as the phone lines. It's good to have everyone in the house tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of toning linguistics tonight. And so, of course, joining me here in the form is also a part of the Remix family is going to be Esther. Esther is going to be joining us here tonight as we get into a little bit of linguistics, doing a little bit of poetry and a whole lot of other things as well. Welcome, you guys. I can't tell you how glad I am that tonight is Friday night, and we are sort of coming into this place of July the 1st, 2011. Lots of energy on the planet tonight. We'll be talking about that as well. Want to welcome you guys. If you're a guest and this is your first time in The Remix, welcome to The Remix. You are free to sign up. You can just go to the box at the bottom of the window and you can sign up and come in the chat room. The Remix family will make you feel right at home and also make you feel welcome. Good to have everyone in the house tonight. We're going to do a little bit of jamming as we get ready to get into the session this evening and really start to work our fifth chakra and do some of these linguistics. Esther has some really, really great exercises planned for you guys tonight, so that's sure to be a treat for everyone there. Want to remind you that you definitely want to go back and download. Make sure you're downloading all of the Remix shows that are here for you. They are free, and you can download them. If you have iTunes, you can click the iTunes button, which is right up under the Remix logo, and you can download it right to your iPods there. Or you can actually just click on the show that you wish to download. There is a download link there. Click right, save as, and you can download there. So you can make sure that you're getting all of your Remix shows, all of the guests who've been on the show, and not missing a single thing because it is so much going on in the Remix. See you guys out there. It's so good. It is so good. We're going to be having a lot of fun tonight. I love these shows, where everybody gets to call in and we get to share. We're going to do a little bit of dancing, and then we're going to talk about some of the upcoming things that we have. We have some guests that's going to be coming on the forum. Some you may be familiar with and some you're not. So looking forward to that. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine will be joining us again. She'll be coming back, of course, always a favorite to have her in the house, and many, many others as we continue. So now, what we're going to do is we're going to move a little bit. I don't know about you guys. I've been doing a lot of moving around today. It's kind of been one of those busy moving days. But now we're going to just kind of raise our vibration a different kind of way. We're going to kind of dance and raise our vibration that way. And, you know, sometimes when things are happening in our lives, maybe there are things that we don't necessarily really want to blame anybody, We know that it's happening. It's happening for a reason. Sometimes it's good things. Sometimes it's bad things. But sometimes it's always good to just kind of find sort of a place to kind of put that energy. And so this is just one of those days that I can honestly say, don't blame it on the sunshine, because the sun is shining. You know, definitely you don't want to blame it on the moonlight. But, you know, as Michael Jackson would say, let's blame it on the boogie. So I invite you all to get up out of your chairs. Get up out of your chairs wherever you are. If you're at work, and I see some of you who are at work at this time. If you're at work, you know, maybe you want to kind of quietly do this, maybe kind of move yourself into a different area and do this as well. If it's early in the morning, you don't want to wake everyone in the house. And that's for our international listeners. Thank you guys so much for calling the Know Your Magic line as well as calling that. Calling us here. But here we go. We're going to blame it on the boogie tonight. So here we go, everybody. Wow, there we go, everyone. So we're going to blame it on the boogie tonight. tonight as we begin to hone our linguistics right here live in the remix. And we're going to get ready to bring Esther on as we get ready to open up the phone lines as well and we get ready to start. So you guys know the drill. Make sure you have something to write with. Something to write on as well, too, so that you can begin to get your creative juices moving. I love these shows because we do get to just really kind of just kind of let it all hang out. So lots of fun here tonight in the remix. I see you guys all out there. The remix family is here, and it's so good to see you guys. Big shout out and hugs and kisses to the international family that's in the house tonight. It's so good to have you guys here listening as well. All right. So here we go. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to bring Esther on, and we're going to get right into are toning our linguistics and talk about what that is, how you can be a part of it, and just, you know, sort of kind of have fun. That's what we do. That's what we're going to be doing tonight here on The Remix. So, you know, blame it on the boogie.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix. We will be opening up the phone lines here just shortly as we get ready to begin our exercises so we can begin to tone our linguistics. We're going to go ahead and bring Esther on. Oh, I thought we were going to bring Esther on. Let's see. We're going to bring Esther on. Oh, there she is. All right. Peace and greetings to you, Esther.
Peace. I've hit the one by accident.
So okay.
I can't get it off, but I'm here. Peace, everyone.
So we are at it again. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we are at it again. We are toning our linguistics this evening, everyone. And of course, those of you who may not know, this is Esther. Esther is joining us, and she started out as my poetry coach. Which I'd like to say that I did a very good job. We are going to revisit those things, and I'm learning, you know, I'm learning. So, you know, and many of you guys as well, too. have gotten coached as well, too, while you're here. So tonight, you know, we're going to be doing, we started doing sort of this toning linguistics, sort of as how I came up with it. And I asked Esther to join, and she was glad to join. Amazing ideas that she's come up with and we've put together so that we can all get sort of those poetic and those juices flowing. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to talk about the rundown tonight. Some of the things that we're going to attempt to cover. So you guys, you know, work with us. If we don't get to it, we will. We're going to start out by toning our linguistics, of course. We're going to talk about sensory exploration. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about my body and your body. And then we're going to talk about magical colors and how we can begin to use those things of magical colors as well. So for now, for our first exercise, I'm going to kind of turn it over to Esther and let us kind of lead us in.
Okay. So we're going to start off doing, I guess, what we'll call our classic exercise, where we do the 7-word, 5-line poem. And for those of you who haven't heard this one before or don't know how it goes, but basically we're going to pick 7 words. At first we started off just picking all 7 regular English words. And the last show, we actually started to work with different languages, and we used Hindi words. And so we can alternate that tonight, doing the English and Hindi, or we can make the adventurous and do all Hindi tonight, if everyone is ready for that. But the idea of this is really a free writing exercise. And so it's good that we keep doing it, because that's kind of the whole point of doing it, is that it really gets you warmed up. It really gets you ready to kind of write. And the whole goal is just to get something down on the paper. You don't have to focus on formatting. You don't have to focus on it being perfect. These
right.
seven words are going to trigger things in all of us. And like I always say, amazingly, it all comes together. So we pick seven random words, and everyone kind of calls in, and all of our pieces are somehow all related to each other. And it really gets you to just start thinking outside the box. So,
yes.
So that's what we're going to start with. And so I don't know, Ms. Blue, if we want to do English and Hindi maybe the first time, and the next time we'll do all Hindi or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, I think that's a great outline to follow. We'll start out, we'll do some English, we'll do some English words, and then we'll do English and Hindi, and then we'll do English and Hindi, and then after we do English and Hindi, maybe we can move on to kind of all Hindi. We had a lot of fun with this last time. So you guys, if this is your first time joining us here for Toning Our Linguistics, you're going to really, you'll be in for a good treat. So I want you to write this number down, everyone, 646-652-2711. This is a very, very interactive show, and we do want you guys to interact as well, too. So we'll let you know when it's time to call in, so we'll begin to do that. So we'll get started. Tell me what you want to do. You want to do the Hindi words? You want me to do the English
sure.
words?
Yep, we can do it that way. I'll do the Hindi words. And let me just give you a warning. You may hear police sirens in the background all night. And I wish that I could go someplace where it wasn't like that, but I live in Chicago, and it's kind of hood right now, and I live downtown, and the taste of Chicago is going on. So this probably don't be in the background all night, so I want to warn everybody.
It's okay. Love the taste. Love Chi-Town, and definitely love the taste and all the music and all the food and all the jazz and all the people. Oh, gosh, let me not go there. All right. So, okay. So here we go. You want me to go with the first word?
Yep. You can go with the first word, and then I'll do Hindi.
The first word is going to be bank, B-A-N-K, bank.
Okay, the second word is going to be gateway, and that's the English word. You're not going to use that, but the word in Hindi is Dvara. I'm going to spell that, but the way it's pronounced is Dvara. It's D as in door, V as in Victor, A-R-A, Dvara.
Dvara?
Mm-hmm.
Dvara, gateway.
And that means gateway.
Okay. The next word is going to be, the next word is going to be chocolate. Chocolate.
All right. The fourth word will be trust. And trust in Hindi is Bharosa. And I'm going to say it again, Bharosa. And that is spelled B as in boy, H-A-R-O-S-A, Bharosa.
Bharosa?
Bharosa. So it's think about it like bar, rose, Bharosa.
Barossa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You're trying not to pronounce that H, but you're still pronouncing it. So Barossa.
Okay. All right. That means trust. All right. So now the next word is going to be chicken soup.
Okay, the sixth word is going to be spicy, and spicy in Hindi is masala dara, and I'll say it again, masala dara, it's spelled MASALEDARA. MASALEDARA.
And can you say it? Okay, Masala Dara.
Masala Dara.
Masala Dara. Masala Dara. All right. And the last and the final word for this exercise is going to be love.
Love.
So we're going to go back over your seven words. Is it seven words?
Yep.
Seven words again for you. I'll say the first one, and then Esther's going to say her word and then say it in Hindi. And then we're going to just keep going. So the first word is bank, like you go to the bank, B-A-N-K, bank.
Second word is gateway, is the English word. The Hindi word is dvara, and that's D-V-A-R-A, dvara.
The next word is chocolate.
The fourth word is trust in English, and the Hindi word is bharosa. Bharosa. B-H-A-R-O-S-A.
Okay. The next word is chicken soup. One word, everyone. Chicken soup.
The next word in English is spicy, and the Hindi word is masala dara. Masala dara, M-A-S-A-L-A-D-E-R-A.
Mm-hmm. And the next word is love. Your final word is love. Now, I see those brains over there just jargled. I can feel you guys' energy. I can feel the energy over there, and you guys are just jartled. Here's
so
what we're gonna
do. Don't want to think too hard. Do not
you
think
don't.
Too hard.
So now, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give ourselves a few moments. Oh, I see hands already up. I guess they are not. They are not, by no stretch of the imagination, they are not jarred, shook by this at all.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Okay, so we're going to give a few minutes, and here's what I want you to do. Make sure you take the words, the English word, as well as, and then take the Hindu words, and then you're going to use those words. Not the English word for them, but you're going to begin to use that word, and you're going to put it into how many lines?
It's going to be 5 lines, and that's the only restriction, that you have to use all 7 words in the 5 lines.
All 7 words in the 5 lines. So, you guys, I don't know what to tell you. When you're ready, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 so that we know you're on the phone line and you're ready. I don't want to hear anything else, but you're ready to give your 5 lines. So press 1 when you get ready. If you're on the line and you're actually not ready to give your 5 lines, then you need to press 1 again so you can take yourself off. All right. So, let's get ready to write, everybody. Ooh, all right. And yes, someone is asking in the room. Yes, you're going to actually come up with 5 sentences using all 7 words and just allow it to flow as they come together.
Yes.
You know, they
yes.
will they will kind of begin to just sort of kind of manifest themselves. Sometimes when we think too hard about a poem or a poetry, we think it has to rhyme and it has to do all of these things. Really, you're just tapping into that energy within yourself, and so you're just going with the flow. So there it is. Sorry. So quiet, everyone.
Maybe we have to put music on. I know we have been doing without music for a while.
Let me see if I can put some music or something on for you guys here. this is just so. I'm going to play my song. As you guys know, remember the brother Michael who came on last time? And he takes your musical song and he makes a note out of it. I'm going to play that. That's universal, so we'll play that. Doesn't have any words. You guys said you didn't want to hear words last time, so here we go. Everyone. And we will continue here with Toning Linguistics. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And also sitting in hosting with me this evening is Esther. So when you are ready to share your five lines, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling international, you can actually Skype in as well, and we'll be ready to hear what you have to say as well. So, you guys, all right. Is some people who seem like they're a little ready there.
I'm curious.
So let's go to the phone lines and I say let's go to the phone lines. We're going to the phone lines, calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, sister. This is Queen Sheba from Virginia Beach.
Greetings to you, Queen Sheba. You're ready to share your five lines?
Yes, I got some of the words. I know chocolate is the color of us, and it's a beautiful color for us as black women. That's what I put, chocolate.
Okay.
And I put down for trust in yourself. And the other word, I can't pronounce it, but I assume that's a beautiful meditation.
Okay. All right.
And chicken soup is something you make very natural. It's something that's made very natural. It's made of herbs and spices. It's made, you know, natural. And chicken soup is something that you eat and you can meditate with chicken soup, because then you're meditating and you're feeling good if you're sick, you get well.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Did you get a chance to use some of the other words as well?
Spices, I use spices and herb meditation.
Okay.
The other word, I can't pronounce it, but that's, to me, it feels like it can be something of a beautiful meditation. And love is a beautiful thing, because love goes along with trust. When you love, you trust. So love is very beautiful. Love our ancestors, love the Most High, and love everyone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and calling in and letting us hear your interpretation. Thank you so much. It's always good to hear you on the forum.
Yes. Peace and blessings, sir.
Peace and blessings. Yes. All right. Well, there you go, everyone. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're ready to share and calling in. We do have a caller that's calling in on the private line. You know, let's see what today is. Today is July the 1st, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 71111.
We're going to hold off on that caller calling in from a private number because, you know, energy is really high tonight. And I can feel that energy over there. But we are going to go to the caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. I'm Eric calling from Florida.
You are right, Eric. You sound like you got a little bit of something going on over there with you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine, Eric?
He's fine.
Is it something that you wanted to share? I see your whole number, so no worries here. Is it something you wanted to share to the forum tonight with the poetry?
Oh, we accidentally pressed 1. Sorry.
That's what I thought. Okay. Nothing like good accidents.
Okay.
So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Would love to hear from you guys if you did your words that we're doing tonight to call in. Let me go ahead and make a note to self for Eric, in case he decides he wants to call back in, or anyone else here. So, you guys, call in. Let us know when you're ready. We would definitely love to hear what you have to say.
Yes.
I think you may have to go first on this one, Esther. I think just
okay. Get it going. You know, usually we kind of shift into this. I think we did kind of start off maybe.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So that's okay. We're going to get the family warmed up. All right. I'll do mine. Searching for the chocolate Zvara. There is no Varosa in empty banks of promises. If your chicken soup soothes my soul, galaxies open, and my Masoodara love will be yours forever.
Aw, I love that. There it is, you guys. It was from Esther. So I see the hands going up. That's the motivation they needed. They needed that motivation. So we're going to go back to the phone lines as we continue to tone our linguistics this evening. And we're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 239. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hey, how you guys doing? My name is Peter Smart, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Peter.
Thank you. Ready to go?
Yes, we are ready. All when
right.
you
Okay, here I go. Checking the accounts at the bank, I see a devourer that wasn't there before. The taste of chocolate overwhelms my being. I get a withdrawal from the Barroza account. Taking the chicken soup newly acquired, I fly from the bank riding on masala dollar crowds to receive the love lost at the bank.
Ah, oh, I like that.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you have to call back in. I really like that. That's beautiful.
That was sweet.
All right. There it is, you guys. You got something to shoot for now. He said he was at the bank.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue and Esther. This is Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings, Kendra.
Hey, Kendra.
All right. My spirit can be Malara, or sweet like chocolate. Barroska, my devourer in life, is like money in the bank. Family, my love is good like chicken soup.
Oh, wow. Like that.
Can I have you read that one more time a little bit slower?
Okay. My spirit can be okay. My spirit can be malara or sweet like chocolate. Barroska, my devourer in life, is like money in the bank. Family, my love is good like chicken soup.
Oh, that was good.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was cool. That was smooth, too. We're going to go. We have more callers, so don't be shy, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 708. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Terrence from Chicago.
Greetings,
what's going
on,
Terrence?
Chicago.
Yeah, what's going on? I hope this is good. But let me start. I love chicken soup, but the bank was closed. My barossa had dissipated for my lady. Though her nature was mas a la vera, which I enjoy, her chocolate velvety kisses were in vain.
Mmm. Okay. All right.
That was kind of weird.
No. I don't think it was weird. I'm just kind of really trying to digest it. I'm really impressed how you guys are picking up these words, and it's just coming out so fluent.
You had a lot going on there. It wasn't weird at all. I was listening to it, kind of putting it all together. That's very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love Sanskrit, so I appreciate you guys doing this show. It's kind of helping me with my writing, so thank you.
Oh, great.
Oh, beautiful. All right. That's what's up. Like that. Okay. We're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from a private number. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Greetings. Oh, I guess they don't want to say anything. So
wow.
We'll come back to them. That's okay. All right, you guys. 646-652. 2-2-7-1-1. Give me a call. Would love to hear you guys if you have some more that you want to share. Everyone's been calling in. I know I have to say mine, but I would love to hear you guys share a little bit more. So for those of you who are writing, don't be shy. This is the time for you to call in and know that if you need some help saying the words, no worries there. Esther will definitely help you as well. So you can call in. Also, press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here and you want to share. So we're going to wait a few more moments. And then we're going to see if anyone calls in on this first exercise. I need to hear the words one more time. And I think quite a few other people do too, Esther. So
okay.
Maybe let's go over the words again. The first word is bank.
The second word means gateway. The word is Dvara. It's D as in dog, V as in Victor, A-R-A. D-V-A-R-A, Dvara.
Okay. The next word is chocolate.
The fourth word means trust, and it's Barossa. B-H-A-R-O-S-A, Barossa.
Okay. The next word is chicken soup.
The sixth word means spicy. And it's Masala Dara. It's M-A-S-A-L-E-D-A-R-A.
And can you say that one more time for us, Esther, please?
Sure. Masala Dara. And you can actually think about it in those pieces. So Masala Dara. And just put it all together. Masala Dara.
Masala Dara.
Mm-hmm.
Masala Dara. Okay. And so the next word is going to be love. So those are going to be the words. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you would like to share. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you're an international caller, you're free to Skype in. I guess I'll go ahead and take a stab at mine. Oh, thank goodness, a caller. Let's go to the Thank goodness, a caller. Let's see, a caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 714. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I wonder who is calling in.
Griffin.
Good evening. How are you doing today, ma'am? You see, you're talking all this Hindi language, so you know. You know.
Griffin.
Okay, let me stop wasting time and get to the point. Okay, come to the bank and make chocolate-covered investment of Barossa. Okay, and you don't drink Mama's chicken soup as it is the food drink of champions. It's made with love. Then, when you are finished, welcome the Dharanavara. I'm supposed to be Hindi. I should know this word. Anyway, so you can reap Masala Dara investments. That's it.
Thank you for
you
that.
You have to read it again. I'm sorry. I'm about to be Professor Bo right now. You have to read it again. Okay? Read it like it's a poem.
Okay. Come to the bank to make chocolate-covered investments of Barossa. Okay? Drink Mama's chicken soup as it's the food drink of champions. It's made with love. When you're finished, welcome Dharavara so you can reap Masala Dara investments. That's it.
That's really good. Sounds really good.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hello. All right. So I'm going to sit out. I'll wait for the next one.
Okay. Thank you for sharing
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Griffin.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that, Griffin. Okay. I guess it is my time to go ahead and say my piece here. Let me make sure I can get these words right. So here we go. My Devara is a bank, a sacred womb that I, Barossa. My love is Masil. Ooh, can't say it. Say it for me.
Masala Dara.
My love is Masala Dara, like chicken soup. You are my chocolate, my Mr. Goodbar, and I love you. That's mine.
Oh, that was good.
Oh. So there we go, you guys. That was the first one down. Now, if I can do it, Miss Blue, then certainly you guys can do it as well, too. So I want to invite you to make sure that you're calling in and that you're also sharing. I see more of you on the phone lines, which is a good thing. And so we're going to continue to go to the phone lines here. We do have another caller calling in. It looks like calling in from Skype. It looks like Adwa. And maybe I'm not saying that right, Adwa One. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Adwa calling from Detroit.
Oh, peace, sister. How are you?
Great. I wanted to share with you all, my wealth is in the bank, enabling a smooth ride through Devara. Triple dark fudge chocolate. Barossa is in my presence. Chicken soup might be good for what ails you. Masala Dara of life. Mm-hmm. Love is knowing oneness.
That is beautiful.
Yes, it was. That was very good.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And good to have you in the house as well.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Oh, you guys are excellent at this. So now we're gonna continue. So we're gonna continue. Yes, that was awesome. That was really, really awesome. I love that. See how beautiful it comes out when everyone just shares, you just share, you just write it, and you just share. So we're going to move on to the next exercise. If we're going to do it one more time, we can. It's up to you, Esther. What do you think? We can still...
Well, I'm open for doing this another time. I was going to have us do all Hindi words, but maybe we should still do another mixed one.
Yeah, let's try to I'm down for it. I'm down for whatever. So,
we can do all Hindi now.
Okay,
we're ready.
All Hindi words, you guys. Come on. We're going to get that language, get it down. So, here we go.
All right. So first word, cloud is the English word. The Hindi word is badal. Badal. B as in boy. A. D as in dog. A L. Badal.
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 Okay.
Okay. Be here. I'm trying to think of words that are a little bit easier to pronounce. The second word will be level. Is the
level.
English word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hindi word is star, and that's going to be S-T-A-R-A, S is a Sam, star.
So the Hindi word is
S-T-A-R-A.
Okay, S-T-A-R-A, star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For level. Okay. Beautiful.
The third word is going to be flower. It's the English word. The Hindi word is phula. And it's phula, P-H-U-L-A. P as in Paul, H-U-L-A. Phula.
Tula?
Phula. Mm-hmm.
Tula.
The fourth word will be mirror. The English word will be mirror. The Hindi word is ana, which is actually spelled A-I-N-A, but you don't pronounce the A-I the way we would. So you almost pronounce that like Anna, but it's going to be a higher Anna. So ana is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
But if you write it now Anna, that's probably a better way for you to remember how to pronounce it.
And so you pronounce it Anna or Anna?
It's Anna. Mm-hmm.
Anna. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fifth word is going to be clever. Clever is the English word. And clever is shalak. Shalak. which is C-H-A-L-A-K. Actually, I'm sorry. That's how you pronounce it. Let me give you the actual spelling. Keep what you have written down, though, because that's how you pronounce it. But the actual spelling is C-A-L-A-K-A. So
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so can you sound it out for us again? C-A-L?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the word is spelled C as a cat, A-L-A-K-A. But it's actually pronounced shalak.
Shalak.
So, shalak. It's better to write it as C-H-A-L-A-K so that you remember how to pronounce it.
Shalak.
Shalak. And that means clever.
Okay. Oh, shalak.
That is five words. Okay, the sixth word is going to be busy. The English word, the Hindi word is shikar, and shikar is spelled C as in cat, A, K, K, A, R, A. But it's pronounced shikar.
Like Chicago? Chicago?
Yeah, like Chicago. Mm-hmm. Shikar. Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so the last word is going to be store, like a grocery store, and it is pronounced dukan is how it's pronounced, and it's spelled D-U-K-A-N-A. D as in dog, U-K-A-N-A. It's pronounced dukan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're going to go back over the words again. I see a few of you have questions. Thank you for that, Esther. I'll say the English word, and then you can tell them the translation of it. So the first word is cloud, like the cloud you see in the sky.
Mm-hmm. And the Hindi word is badal, and it's spelled B-A-D-A-L-A. That's B as in boy, A, D as in dog, A-L-A. Badal.
Okay. And then the second word is level.
And level is star, which is S-T-A-R-A, but it's pronounced almost like how you would write S-T-E-R, sir. So you're not pronouncing it. Don't pronounce it star. It's actually sir. S-T-A-R-A, sir.
And
sir. It's like S-T-I-R, which is how we would pronounce it in English. That's kind of the way it sounds phonetically.
Okay. All right. All right. And so the next word, your third word, is flower.
And flower is phula in Hindi, T-H-U-L-A, Hula.
And the fourth word is mirror, like mirror, mirror on the wall.
And mirror, mirror is Anna in Hindi, and it's A-I-N-A, Anna, A-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm. And the next word is clever.
And clever is shalak in Hindi. It's C-A-L-A-K-A, but it's pronounced shalak.
Okay. So the next word is busy.
Busy. Busy is chakard in Hindi, and that's C-A-K-K-A-R-A, but it is pronounced chakar.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next word is store, like go to the store.
And store is dukaan in Hindi. D-U-K-A-N-A, dukaan. So one thing that you all can notice from all of these words, or most of them at least, is that when they end in an A, in English we are trained to pronounce the A. But in Hindi, you ignore the A. And so that's one thing that can kind of help you if you're trying to read it from the actual word and not from how you wrote down how to pronounce it. Always remember that usually when you see an A at the end, you don't pronounce it. So for Dukana, we would pronounce it like that, Dukana. But it's actually Dukan, so you don't pronounce that last A. So that's just something to keep in mind.
So is Shikan?
Dukan for store, D-U-K-A-N-A. It's how it's spelled, but it's pronounced Dukan.
Dukan. Okay, Dukan. Okay. All right. All right. So I think that we can begin. I think if we all focus our attention on what's going on here, then we don't have to... We don't have to do all of this other acting out. This is a good way to focus your energy on something positive and begin to raise your own vibration and really kind of leave those things vampire energy alone. So just wanted to put that out there for a few people who needed to know that as well. So here we go. All right, you guys. So let's get ready to write. Let's get ready to write. Let's focus our energy on this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much who have come and brought your attention to this and really, really is interested in your own transformation. This is a great way to begin to tap yourself in. So here we go. All right. All right. So there we go. All right. You guys ready? Let's get ready to write. Someone wanted the spelling of store. The Hindi word for store is D. No. I'll let you do it.
Okay. D as in dog, U-K-A-N-A. D as in dog, U-K-A-N-A, and it's pronounced Dukan.
All All right, here we go. I'm excited to do this one. So let's see. I see some people with their hands already up. So. I feel like someone should come on and sing for us. I feel like someone should come on and sing so we can have some background music in the background. I know you guys don't want music playing. You say, some say it's a distraction to you. But that would be a great prelude. Wow. Call in if you guys have it. I want you to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that we know that you're here. Okay. Ooh, this one is a good one here. Let's see. Some people already ready. If you're already on the phone lines and you press 1 earlier, but you're not actually ready right now, press 1 to take yourself off, and then you can press 1 again when you're ready again. You still with me, Esther?
I'm here. I was going to say, I'm going to say the words one more time.
yeah. Do that, please.
Just so everyone knows. Okay, so Thor is Dukan, how you pronounce it. It is spelled D-U-K-A-N-A. Second word, this is probably not the same word that you wrote it in. I've changed everything around now. Sorry. Second word is cloud, and that is Badal. And it's D-A-D-A-L-A. Third word, clever, and that's Tlak. But it's spelled C-A-L-A-K-A, Shalak, how it's pronounced. Fourth word, level. Level is spelled S-T-A-R-A, sir, is how it's pronounced, sir, but it's spelled S-T-A-R-A. fifth word, Dizzy. Dizzy is C-A-K-K-A-R-A, and it's pronounced Chicard. Chicard, Dizzy. Flower is the next word. It's pronounced Fula. It's P-H-U-L-A, Fula. The seventh word is mirror, and mirror is spelled A-I-N-A, and it's pronounced Anna. Anna. So it's like Anna, but it's a little bit higher. Anna.
Anna. Anna.
Anna. Yeah. Okay, y'all got it now.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. And what was Dizzy again? Can you say that one more time, please?
What did you say, Dizzy? Dizzy is Chicard, but it's pronounced C-A-K-K-A-R-A, but it's Chicard.
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 Ooh, you guys. Ooh. Wow. And what was clever? One more time, please.
So clever is shellac, and it's spelled C-A-L-A-K-A. It's shellac. Shellac. So clever and dizzy are actually pronounced kind of similar.
Okay.
Dizzy is Chicard, and clever is shellac.
Okay. Okay. Let's cross off some of these words here. Know that we got it. Six four six six five two two seven one one is the number to call. Press one when you get on the phone lines, so that we know that that you're here and you're ready to share. Oh, a lot of people have their hands up. We're gonna get ready to get to it in just a moment. I know you guys are excited, and I certainly know you're ready to share. So we will be doing that. I guess I'm the slow one here.
No, I'm still working through the slow.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, I can just hear some of the stuff coming through. Mm. Okay. All right. So here we go, you guys. 6-6-6-5-2. Woo! Lots of callers on the line. 6-4-6-6-5-2-2-7-1-1 is the number to call. We're going to go down the phone lines and see who is ready to share. And I know that you guys are ready to share, and certainly I am glad to have you guys here, have you ready to share, and just bringing your energy to this, whether you call in or not. So we're going to go to the phone lines, if that's okay. Esther, can we do that?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. I'm ready.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the first caller, looks like, calling in from area code 239. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
This long, did this get passed on?
239. Looks like they may not be ready. They were over there talking about something about their pants. So we'll go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 708. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, is this Terrence again?
Oh, Terrence. Hi, Terrence. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. I am ready. when I look in the mirror, when I look in the honor, Sherlock is what I think. But does my stir of understanding bothered by my judgment? Shakar is the mind, a marketplace filled with merchants and tulips blooming.
I like that. Yeah.
That was dope.
Yes, I really like that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Peace, Esther, from Chicago.
I like that. That was nice. That was really nice. Real intense and real nice. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Oh, Miss Blue, how you doing? Actually, I didn't call in. I didn't press 1, I mean.
Well, somebody must have pressed 1. Did you want to share what you had?
Actually, I was just listening in. I wish I was writing it down.
Okay.
But I am enjoying it, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you listen in, but no 1 is pressed. Somebody pressed 1. So maybe that's just a sign that you need to share. So.
Yeah, that's the second time that happened, so maybe.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure I have some next time.
All right. Beautiful.
All right.
Peace to you. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Charles. I'm calling from Edgewood, Maryland, near the military base.
Okay. Greetings to you, Charles. Did you want to share your poetry piece?
I don't have. I really was listening in. I wanted to share from your magical spaces, if I can. If not, I'll try it another time.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of doing the poetry thing, but you're willing to, you know, hang on, and towards the end we can open it up, and you can definitely share about that as well if you would like.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. The next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 714. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I don't know. Hello?
Griffin.
Oh, no. See, I don't know the number, so all right, I'm going to be serious.
Oh, Griffin, Griffin, Griffin.
Okay. I'm serious. No smiling. Okay. Now is the time of strange baga and sakara's wind. I must search the Dukan of memories, my own memories, on every stura, or is that correct? Is it stura or stara of my being? The spider holds the paradox of Anna. The power to cage the ghost in the shell or set it free from the magnetic puller. The ghost must remain shellac to pass the Kara's waters and hold its gold in hand. That's it.
Oh.
Oh, Griffin. I feel like I need to hear that one more time.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right. Now is the time of strange bagal and sakaris winds, I must search my own dukan of memories, my own memories, on every stura of my being. The spider holds the paradox of Anna, the power to cage the ghost in the shell or set it free from the magnetic puller. The ghost must remain shellac to pass the Karas waters and hold its gold in hand. That's it.
I like that, Griffin. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thanks a lot.
Really nice. Beautiful. All right. Wow. Very good. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 206. You're live in the remix 206. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's going on, Remix family? Is this me? Can I be heard?
You sure can. Who's on the line, please?
Shit. This is Anthony Bakari in the chat. What's going on, Miss Blue? I am hype right now. You got me at work in the shed with the door closed, so if I'm echoing, you guys just please.
Okay. All right.
You know, Anthony.
What's going on? Okay, well, I had the poem I had actually was for the first one. I kept getting kicked out of the chat, so I don't know what separate words you guys are on now, but I'm on the first one.
That's all right. Share what you have. Share what you have.
Okay, I will do that. All right. line one. Okay, line one. I just bank on black. Am I supposed to say the lines out? I'm feeling
No, you don't have to say the line.
Okay. I'm just trying to get it right for you, Ms. Blue. That's all. Okay.
It's all good.
I got bank on black. You Barossa in Barra, your Masalavera chicken soup tastes like chocolate. And I have love is covered in chocolate and filled with Masalavera Barossa. I know I'm butchering these words, but the Dwava has to be love, and Barossa is the Masalavera love. And those are my five lines.
Ah, that sounds, that sounds real kind of, I like that.
Kind of like, what, I just wrote it at work? Hopefully not, because I try to get deep on it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. That was lovely.
Thank you for picking up. I just want to give love to everybody in the chat. What's going on? It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Miss Blue. All right,
you're welcome. Peace and love. Now, you guys, Anthony called from work. Come on.
Right.
Come on. 646
He called from work.
Yes.
Something that into a private closet of some sort and called us. That's serious.
That's real serious. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in and share as well. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Kendra again.
Oh, greetings, Kendra.
Hello. All right. My life, Anna Apula. The starver of my life is high like the bonder. As a young shellac sister, my physical body, the kind of Kyra vibrations.
Ah, I like that. You do very well with those words. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. The mosquitoes button. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't let the mosquitoes get you. Don't let them. That's a good word, actually. Maybe we ought to throw mosquitoes in there coming up. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 469?
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put you back on listen. All right. Okay.
So strong energy out there tonight.
Yes, that's all. Hey, I concur. I second that. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can call in and share. Remember, there is no wrong answers. You can definitely just call in and share your piece. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you would like to share. So press 1 only if you would like to share. All right. Well, Esther, I guess that leaves us. I'm going to check the board one more time. I'm going to check the board one more time, but I think that just leaves us. Okay.
So,
You want me to go first?
You don't have to. I can go if you want me to go.
Oh, gosh. I'll go first because I'm going to try to get these words right. Let's just kind of go over them. I think and I can recognize those of you that may be a little intimidated by this, but have no worries. I can't speak English either. This is why I know I'm from a totally different planet because I can't speak any of these languages down here. But we're definitely going to try. So here we go. Can you say the words one more time for me, Esther?
Yes. Store is the pun. Cloud is the doll. Clever is shellac. Level is stir. Dizzy is chikar. Flower is fila. Mirror is aina.
Okay. So here we go. All right. In my dukan of life, I'm chikar going to the next stir. Shellac looking in my ani. Tulas like lotus blooming, taking me to the clouds, taking me to the badals of my desires.
You should do it one more time.
One more time. Yeah, I agree. In my dukan, is that how you say it? Dukan?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my dukan of life, I'm chika, correct?
Yes.
I'm chika, going to the next stir. Mm-hmm. Shellac looking in my own ani. Tulas like lotus blooming, taking me to the badal of my desires.
Beautiful. That's really good. Ooh. That was really good.
Okay. See, you guys, if I can do it, you can do it. I see the hands going up now. They're like, wow. If Ms. Blue could do that, I know I could do it.
Inspirational. Inspirational, yes.
Oh, goodness. Okay. It's up to you. You can either go Esther or we can get the callers that are there. I'll let you be the call on that.
Oh, we can get the callers. Let's get the callers.
Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 719, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Amazing Water calling from Colorado.
Well, greetings to you. Who's on the line, please?
Almost Him.
Almost Him. I like that. Almost Him. Okay. Well, Almost Him, are you ready to share?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Sound like you got a panic pack going, but go ahead.
I wish I did. May the truth bless the fooler of your third eye to bloom. As you can hear, I picked up a pen today. Shakara body, melanin, magic made. The consciousness starving public, raiding the shelves and the archives of the remix Zucana. Juju bursting, but dollars now. Check with your local weatherman. Brother Tyler, stay on the star with my Lance ambulance stance. Using Trevor's trickery, the illusion, so lacking zombies all willy-nilly. By the way, when you wake up, don't forget to wipe your eye.
Anna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I love
okay.
that.
That was hot.
Word.
Yes, that was definitely stir. That was stir level.
Appreciate it. Y'all got me in the clouds, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
oh,
that was real good,
Bob.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, yes. Almost him. I say you him. Just drop the almost.
Not yet. I ain't ready. I'm not ready.
All right. Well, peace and love. Thank you for sharing.
Peace.
Oh, wow. That was really, really good. Wow.
It really was.
Yes.
It really was.
You guys are so creative. Love it. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. It's Miss Melly calling from Miss New Orleans
Melly.
To work again.
Hey, Esther.
Greetings.
Hey, you, Miss
Melly. Greetings. Peace and love to everybody. I only have the first one because I missed the other exercises. I had to go, but I'm back now. So
okay.
I want to share my first one, the five
yeah.
ones. Okay. On the bank of change, the Dvara, is that how you pronounce it, of renewal arises, my chocolate dream left unfulfilled, the Barossa tainted by the cold chicken soup of separation, I await the Masala Vara of self-love.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was
yes,
really nice.
Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that as well.
Okay. Good night, y'all. Love y'all.
Good night.
Love you. Oh, that was beautiful, too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 8. No, not 8. Scratch that. 386. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's Lalon, aka La Blue Inc.
Oh, La Blue.
Hey, Esther.
What's up, girl?
Hey, Sam. How y'all doing?
We are wonderful.
Guys?
I'm so glad to have you on the line, La Blue. Let's hear what La Blue Inc. has to say.
Let me see if I can get this, because I'm stuttering and all kinds of crap. Okay, so can y'all hear me? Because my phone
No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tried to give it a name and call it Blue Blast. So let me blast off.
You can do that, but there is a Blue Blast. But go ahead.
It was an inspiration, so.
Yes, okay. And that's all that counts.
Okay. The Fila, I think I said it right, is
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. the lotus pose to levitate to the Badals with the third eye looking back at us as Anna, using the Chakra to vibrate higher to Sir, to focus and get Kalara, a superfly, and to lock away to go to the universe's Dukana.
I understand that.
Y'all got me.
I got you. I think it's nice. It's really nice. Yes, I'm following you. I like that.
Cool.
Beautiful.
I appreciate the opportunity, y'all.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for calling in. So peace and love. Stay close.
All right.
Oops. There she goes. All right. Okay. Wow. So, Esther, your time. Your time.
All right. Shakad Badal, weave a hypnotic blend of gaseous gula. The stars are shalak enough to interpret so many stirs ahead. They do call an aina of our destiny.
Lovely. Love it. Very, very nice. Excellent job, you guys. If I had a hand clap for you, I would give it. So hand clap. Much love to everyone out there. Thank you, guys. It was beautiful for you to call in and to share. And we have, wow, funny how time flies when we're having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun as we continue toning our linguistics here this evening. Of course, I'm Miss Blue, and also, you know, we have Esther with us tonight as we continue to raise that vibrational energy in this way. Let's see. Okay, all right. As we continue to raise that energy. So now, I think it's a good time, Esther, that we can actually move on to sensory exploration and talk about that exercise.
Sure. Okay, so the idea behind the sensory exploration is to really think about focusing on our senses. And we talked a lot about this on the remix, especially about how we actually take in information about the world through our senses, and then it's really our perception that translates and makes sense of that energy that comes in from our senses. Because we know that we don't experience the world directly, we experience it through our senses. And so
right. This
exercise is really to help us focus on just exploring that pure sensory information. And so we're going to focus on one of them. You can pick another set of senses you want to focus on, and you're going to write a 5-line poem that's going to be from that perspective. So let's say you want to focus on smell. So you would write only about the sense of smell, and that's basically what you're going to be describing. You can describe different scents, you know, however you want to put that together is fine. If you're going to write about vision, you'd only write about things that you see. And so the trick here is because you're isolating a sense, and we know that our senses overlap a lot. And so
Yes. This
is really going to make you focus on one of them and try to express that creatively. And so, again, no real restrictions, 5 lines. I keep it at 5 lines because that's short enough and long enough to get it done. So everything else is up to you all. All you have to do is pick a scent and focus on that scent and write the poem from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you guys. Wonder, everybody should really participate in this. This is so much fun. If you have not tried to do this, this is fun because you're going to see that it's going to be a little bit of challenging in the sense
it is.
Because your senses do sort of overlap each other. So whether you're focusing on taste, you know, trying to just really, really stay with that of taste, if you're focusing on your sight, so just have fun with it, play with it, really no wrong or right way, but just begin to play with it and just enjoy yourself and really get into exploring those things of your senses. So we're going to give a few minutes. I wonder if we can play some music. I don't know if that would mess up the senses. But,
it might not. Let me, I want to say, if you're having problems starting it, just think about, just keep this kind of line in mind. So if you're doing sight, think about I see. What do I see?
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing vision, you know, ours is just sight. If you're doing smell, I smell. What do I smell? And you can even focus on what's around you now. If you're doing taste, so things like that. And that should kind of get you going in the right direction.
Yeah. So let's see what we could actually play. I'm going to play something I haven't played in a long time. It has a lot of energy in it, so I just kind of want to remind you guys of this. It has a lot of energy, so just try to get into your own energy with it, and we'll just begin to write. Okay, here we go.
It's time for us to get back to being children of the Most High. And every child has uttered these words at one time.
Baba, Baba,
yeah, yeah,
Baba,
yeah.
Baba, Africa.
Baba, Baba,
Baba,
Africa.
Baba,
Africa.
Baba, Africa. Baba, Africa. Baba,
Baba. Baby need Baba.
Baba.
Children need Baba.
Baba.
Oh, oh, oh.
Baba, Africa.
Pray to Jesus and Buddha. Even Allah didn't answer. No. Why? Cause only we can move the mountain. Singing, shouting, with one voice. It's working, tumbling, with one voice, yeah. If we just call on the power, the forces of nature. Look what the mustard seed did to the mountain. Say these words. I tuned, I shook that thing from love. I tuned, I shook that thing from love. I shook that thing from love. The devil to your last death. Well,
to what?
If it means the children were gonna make it, yeah. But we don't even know yet whether he knew I landed in. It's so true.
Without my crew, we ain't gonna make it.
No. So keep singing, shouting with one voice. I'm doing. Working, whilst tumbling, with one voice, yeah. If we just call on the power, the forces of nature,
just say, look how the righteous are gonna make it.
Say these words, I shook that thing from love, I shook that thing from love,
Wagutli Nali is a hufasuta, a kuzil ya umedli, and a sur baba, a durala, in another timbaid, and zurfi, and took sofa, and zero haui, and took baru, in another kabahawa hood, pen is direct, apa hinfain and yaku karuj. Anuki Hinli Yad, Anu Bandus in Pakaburet, Baba Kalun Hadur Hadu.
I shook that thing from love. I shook that thing from love. I shook that thing from love.
All right, everyone, we are toning linguistics here tonight in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and also hosting with me this evening is Esther. And we are continuing with our wordplay, and right now we are talking about sensory exploration. And so we'll leave the phone lines open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. The song that you just heard was Sun Love, and that's by the Peacemakers. And all of that can be found in the archives right here on the remix. So if you want to get there, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. Click on the archives and you'll find all of those shows there. So meanwhile, you guys get ready to call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. When you're ready to share with us your five lines and share with us your sensory play.
And just to clarify, there aren't any words for this one. y'all waiting for words. There aren't any words. This is all based on your senses. So whichever sense you pick, if you pick smell, if you pick sight, then your five lines are going to be centered around that sense. So if it's sight, I see, what do you see around you, what are the sights around you, what is that sensory experience? And that's what your five lines will be about. Now, you can go ahead and use eye and sight and vision and things like that in your world,
yes.
in your phone if you want, but
yes.
that's kind of the only limitation.
That is it. So we're not actually giving you words. You're going to come up with your own words, and we know you guys can do that. You're going to come up with your own words, and so you can use them however you like. At least have a minimum of five lines that you're going to share with us on those words and just begin to describe. Try to stick to one sentence. So you don't want to incorporate sight, hearing, sound, taste. All of those things don't need to go together. Just pick one, and that's the one you're going to move with and then begin to share. So I'm still writing. I don't know about you guys. I see a few people with hands up. And that's fine for those of you who have your hand up. Then that's wonderful. All right. Ooh, let's see, you guys. I'm almost done with my five lines, so I would love to see what you guys. I would love to see you guys coming up with. I see you, LaBlu. Oh, wow. Whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Wow. How we doing? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can hear what you have to share.
What should be the rules? Miss Nelly says you don't know if hers is following the rules.
Of course they are following the rules. There really is no rule.
There's no rule. The only rule is five lines. There is no rule.
There is no rule.
Oh.
Let me think. Oh, yes. All right, you guys, are you all set? I'm almost set. I'm ready. I am ready. I see you over there. Mm-hmm. To call in, 646-652. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I'm just anxiously awaiting to hear what you guys have to say this evening. If you're already on the phone lines and you've pressed 1 prior, and maybe you do or don't want to share now, I'm going to ask that you press 1 again, take yourself off, and then press 1 again and put yourself back in queue. So, because when I come to you, we want to hear what you got to say. So, 646-652-2711, and you can also Skype in as well, too. So, we're just looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. I'm ready to go to the phone lines when you are, Esther.
We can go to the phone lines.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 469?
No, I thought I was listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you have 1 press, so just want to let you know that. That's okay. You could keep listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix.
719, you calling me again? Or you? I'll get on if you want me.
Yes, this is you. You can definitely get on.
I was working on that last line there, but I'll go with what I got. Pimping, the remix, steady teaching within the walls of silence. My sixth sense making isogenic tsunamis for forced practice on desert islands. Unlike terrestrials, we extraterrestrials' senses make dollars and a little bit of senses. We all one, so really, my eye feels the joke's on me too. The one thing my eye can't stand is zombies who be calling Miss Blue acting like a fool. That's it. That's all I got on that one. Yeah.
Oh, I love your creativity. I can see it.
Thank you.
I can definitely see it. Peace and love. Beautiful.
Peace and love.
Okay. All right, you guys. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What up, Miss Blue? This your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. Greetings, greetings. You going to drop something for us here?
Yeah, I got a little something like that. All right. It goes like this. What I see behind these eyes is I am no thing. When I look at you, I see the same thing, and we are connected to all things. I am nameless, formless. When I look in the mirror of my soul, I see we are nothingness. My sin has become clear. Now I see I am beyond all things that appear and disappear.
Oh, wow. I like that.
That was really nice. Yes.
Mhm. Like that. Beautiful. Thank you. Couple of snaps coming from the chat room.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace. Love it. That was nice. Very creative. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 708. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. It's Tass again.
Hey, Terrence.
Sorry I'm blowing the lineup, but I love the show tonight. I got one for Taste.
Okay. That's what I did too, Taste.
Oh, word. That's what's up.
Yeah, I did Taste. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Bittersweet. The juices of victory remain bitter. The flavor withers the taste buds. I favor the taste love, consume with an appetite. Give pleasure to the tongue with kind words. Full course meals inside kitchens where saying grace is necessary.
Wow.
That was really nice.
Yes, very, very deep. My taste ain't like that, but I love that taste.
Your taste is always good, Miss Boo. So,
oh, well, good to know. I love that. I really like that. You ought to put that in writing, Terrence. I like that. That's a good taste.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. I think we should just make a linguistic book and just put all of this in there. You guys are coming up with some excellent, excellent stuff. Keep your work, you guys. Keep your work. This is excellent. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 520. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is John Michael. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
All right, John Michael.
All right, I got. I did one for sight.
Sight, okay.
Pains vibrating through my optic nerves, high and esoteric, like sunlit space. Flames for my brain. Bliss. That's what I see.
I like that.
That was good. That was very good.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I could see that. I like that. I like that. Coming from the brother with two names, John Michael. Like that. Beautiful. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Peace. I like that. Short, sweet, to the point, got you where you needed to be, and you could feel it. You could really feel it. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 714. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Good night.
Okay. That didn't change the number again. All right. Well, mine is about vision. Well, it's called Vision. That's the name of the poem. And, all right, let's just do it. Okay. Splitting stars, whirling winds, crystal waters, still as mirrors. All in sight, all I see, this vision of me. I wrestle with disbelief. I see a trillion suns sliding on the edge of the Kuiper Belt, a parabole of planets all in perfect timing, a dance of souls and worlds and wills is what it looks like. To see my world folded like delicate origami, spewing molten rock and ash and earth as the sun sits solemnly on the horizon, giving aid to the beautiful destruction. The heart of a comet, its host of angels, burns hot on approach. I'm sorry, let me do that again. The heart of a comet and its host of angels, burning hot on approach to Helios as he sits in the great courtyard. And this is all me. It's wonderment. It's wonderment of this great act of magic. I could not imagine the vision of me can be felt in its seeing. I think I messed it up. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect. I don't think you messed it up at all. Very creative, Griffin. I love that. Really beautiful.
Very good.
Yes. Cool. Yes. Painted a very vivid picture of everything. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, peace.
Thanks, Griffin.
I love that. Griffin is so creative. We're going to continue. I see lots of you calling in now. Y'all kind of got the hang of it. Yes, here we go. We're going to continue. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from 254. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, wow. It's Knessa.
Okay.
And I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. And you wanted to share your poem?
Well, Yeah, it was something that I saw in the chat room earlier, and I think it was, well, I'm not sure who she was now, but anyway, my poem is I hear crying. Someone said they felt like dying. She no longer wanted to hear the sound of disappointment. She would just deal with depression and resentment. And that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, cool.
All right, peace. All right, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to continue on with the sensory exercise. So you guys use your sensory and begin to share. Calling in, it looks like from area code. Let's see where we're going. Area code, I believe it's 201. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Esther. This is Tiffany.
Greetings, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I'm calling because I just wrote a poem on vision.
Okay.
Okay. I see my heart a bit lighter today than when I checked on Wednesday. Miss Blue helped me know my two hearts, one in my chest chamber and one is my primordial gateway. I see my heart's becoming pure. I see my self-reflection. I see the balance and the beauty within both my heart's perception. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Thank
wow,
you.
Powerful too. Powerful, mm-hmm. Tiffany. I love that. I love that. I think that is definitely an inspiration to myself and all sisters out there as well. So beautiful. So beautifully said. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'm going to cry. That was beautiful.
That was really,
yeah, that was beautiful. We're going to continue on. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Black Majesty in Raleigh. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you doing, Miss Esther?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
All right. Mine is on taste. I taste teriyaki. Gotta cover it with some bread just to savor this mouthful of ecstasy. There were three pieces between the two of us, but since one of us fell asleep, my appetite says you snooze, you lose. My taste buds knock my senses senseless. That's it.
Wow, like that. I like that. That was very nice. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, peace and love. All right, we're going to continue on. You guys are doing great. Going to the next caller. Looks like calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Jacqueline, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you, Jacqueline. And you had a sensory piece you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I see.
Okay.
As I see our spirits traveling toward oneness within this great cosmos, whose fashion is by a divine plan, I see our love in motion, gyrating in the heavens upon lofty plane. So pure it is perfection. Perpetual motion is its aim. I can see these merging spirits, and I can even trace their path. The quest has long been with me, as long as I have been. I see.
Oh, I love that. And love the way you said that. Just that poetic energy just kind of reminded me of Myla. I can't even talk. Myla Angelou. Yes, beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm Odell from Miami, Florida. In the chat room, I'm usually known as the Flyest More.
All right, Odell.
Flyest More.
Okay, you guys said no right or wrong, so mine is about vision.
Okay.
Okay, it says, silently I see myself, looking through my third eye. I am success and wealth, one with the all high. Can you see me?
I like that.
Very straight to the point.
Yes, I like that. I really do. Very powerful. Very powerful, brother. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, wow. Ooh, gosh, I don't know. Do I want to share mine? You guys did an excellent job. Wow, excellent, excellent job. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm going to leave the line open, but I think I'll go ahead and say mine, Esther.
Okay.
All right. All right, I did mine on taste. So here I go, you guys. That means everybody needs to be calling in and sharing theirs as well. So here we go. All right. My world is taste. I taste the melanin in the air. It tastes like honey. I taste the sun and I roll it around on my tongue. Lemons and tangerines with a twist of bananas. Oh, and let's not forget the moon, pure dark chocolate with whipped marshmallows and also blueberries. My world is full of taste.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's my taste.
That was good because that made me hungry. I was just like, oh, that worked.
So that was the taste.
Yeah. Any more callers? Do you want me to wait before I do mine?
Let's see. It looks like we do have another caller on the line, and it's calling in from area code 440. So we'll go to the phone lines, and then Esther, you can bring us home. I'm just curious, Esther, what did you do yours on, taste or sight?
I did sound.
Oh, you did sound. Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to be good. Okay, so we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and turn down your computer speakers for us.
All right. Hello, I'm Stephanie from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you, Stephanie.
I did sound.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're ready.
I hear the sounds of life and rhythm, drums and beats as one each unique. I listen to them from my windowsill, the rush of leaves like maracas, wind's whistling tunes such appeal. Nature's sounds as one symphony, I join with them as I fall to sleep, my breath as one rhythm mixed in with their ever-flowing eternal beat.
Wow, Stephanie, you sound like a real professional.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
You are going to crack up when you hear my poem because we almost did the exact same thing. So,
wow. Great minds think alike. That was beautiful, Stephanie. Thank you so much
for
sharing. Oh, wow. She said that so nice. We do have another caller. We're going to get that caller. And then, Esther, you can come on with your sounds. Come on, everybody. Don't be shy. 646-652-2711. We're toning our linguistics tonight. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 267. Hold on. 267, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue and Esther. It's I, Kemet.
Hey,
sis.
Kemet.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is my poem. It's about sight.
Okay.
Ajna, third eye, all seeing truth. Nothing is as appears. Maya.
All right. I love
it. Oh, that was good. Thanks for the point.
That was it. She kind of got us rocking and said, that's it, Maya. That's it. She dropped us right at the curve. Maya.
Yes.
Okay, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace.
Beautiful. All right, Esther.
Wow. All right, so I did sound.
of mine. Sirens screaming over the wind, trees whistling the song of sin, laughter sprinkled in the distance, tires squeaking, horns in symphony, meow, meow, someone's stomach hissing, eardrums vibrating, how can I not listen?
Ah, love it. Love it. How can I not listen? Beautiful. Beautiful. I like it. Yes, great job. All right, we're going to continue. We have some more people calling in.
Okay.
Yes, they are just moving on this one. So calling in, it looks like from area code 832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
What's up, Ms. Lou? This is Tramon. Music.
Huh? Greetings.
I just called in. I guess this is the linguistics. I just called in. I just thought about something, and actually, I want you to do something for me. I'm not a poet.
Neither am I. Oh my goodness.
Well, I want you to explain something.
We have that in common. We have that. You want me to what?
I want you to explain something for me.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to sing. I almost passed out.
No. I want you to explain something for me.
I will try.
All right. We all have hairs on our body, even little small, fine hairs. I want Miss Blue to explain the feeling of you say this is different things, vibrations. Everybody keeps saying sound, but vibrations. I want you to explain the different vibrations you feel because you obtain a lot of vibrations. That's how you're able to read a lot of things. So I want you to go in on that, if you don't mind.
Well, I tell you what, it looked like you got that figured out. Is that how I do it? Through vibration?
Yeah, I mean, that's the antennas. That's what those receivers, you know, I mean, the first receptors, excuse me, you know. Don't you agree?
I can agree to some point. I can agree to some point, you know. But one thing, I'll tell you what I definitely can appreciate, seriously, the vibration of an alpha male. And I mean, you really just came in. You came in tonight. You said, I don't really care what y'all got going on. Here's what I need from you, Miss Blue. I can appreciate that energy in a brother. I love it.
Oh, Lord. And I wish they did down here.
I love it. Esther, don't you love that energy?
Yes. Yeah. It is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yep. It is so powerful. So, you know, so magnetizing, so sexy.
You are too.
You know, it's
that's
just
the main reason I caught it. Hear me, Blue voice. You know what's up.
Yes, you know, so you called in, but what is so, just the way you took charge of that and you said, hey, I know y'all got your own thing going on, but check out what I need right now.
So yeah, I need that feminine energy. I need to feel, yeah, I'll be real with you. Yeah, I need to feel them vibrations from this, but I need them to hit my receptors. You know what I mean? I can't see you, but shit, send them this way. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh, wow.
You
know, okay.
You're dealing with a lot of zombies out here. You got to get it in some kind of way.
Only in the remix, you guys. Only in the remix. Well, I'm going to do my best to definitely answer your question, but I want to make sure that I give you exactly what you're asking. So.
Oh.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually ask you a question just to clarify the question. So you want me to describe to you what vibrations are to me?
The vibrations that you feel, and how do you feel them, and how do you interpret them?
How do I feel them, and how do I interpret them? Ooh, wow, that's a big one. But let me see if I can.
Because I hear your voice. Every hearing your voice, I know a lot of different vibrations be hitting you. I'm like, I wonder how that is.
Well, you know.
I'm a very energy-sensitive person, too, so I kind of.
I can tell.
Know.
You came right in here with your energy. Hi, Esther.
I'm sorry, y'all. What's up, y'all? Is that Esther on the line? Hello, y'all. I speak to everybody.
Yes, that's on the line.
Yes, we can tell. We can definitely tell you're energy centered, brother. Okay, so here we go. Let me give this to you because, How I feel vibrations a couple of ways. One, vibrations for me is something that can be taste. So that's number one. So sometimes I hear things like instantly when I hear you speak, the thing that comes that touches my lips that I can literally taste is a sweet but yet tangy chocolate. That's what I taste. So almost like a caramel chocolate, I taste. Whoa. So sometimes I taste things. That's one of the ways that I pick up the vibration. And then sometimes I see things. I can't
look. Yeah, I remember that.
I cannot look in the chat room. Esther.
Hey, I'm not on the chat room either.
I'm sorry.
I only knows what's going on in that chat room right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know that's a whole nother
show. Yeah, because I know they're in tune.
Yes, they are very much in tune. That's
what are they putting up there?
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Okay, so the other way is going to be through vibrations, through hearing. And really, when you think about the vibrations, they actually come in through me, through my whole body. The largest organ that we have is our skin. And so when I hear the vibration, the tone of your energy, not just your physical energy that you speak, but just your presence, that vibration comes in. And almost as if you've ever been in an earthquake or if you've ever been on a roller coaster, and you're about to go down, and you feel that little dip as you're coming back up, that's how the vibration comes in through my skin. So that's the second way. And then, let's see, so we did taste, we did sound. Say it again.
Go ahead.
And so the other way is through seeing, both through my physical sight and also in my mind's eye. So when I see you right now, I see you kind of sitting in the chair, kind of with your legs apart, you know, with your hand up, you know, kind of laid back a little bit, sort of relaxing. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's another way that I see. So they come in through all of the different modalities, and that's how I hear them. But I see them in a very colorful way. I see that energy. I see your energy as being sort of that greenish and somewhat of the blue with the tint of a blue in there, which tells me you're a very spiritual brother. That with that blue in there, you have that green in there, which is a lot of leadership qualities as well, too, a lot of nurturing qualities, and also some other qualities there, too, just a little bit of pocket of some of those other things there. So I see them through color. I hear them through sound, different sounds, maybe not just normal words as we hear, but I hear those sort of when you're listening to almost like music. It's sort of the rhythm between the beats. And so a lot of times I'm able to pick up those sounds between the beats. So words that you're not saying as opposed to words that you are saying. And so that's kind of what vibration is to me. And so it's this great orgasmic collage that comes at me.
Y'all women have an advantage.
What advantage do we have?
Man,
it just sounds like you have the advantage here. What advantage do we have?
Well, no, as far as receiving, y'all, I mean, y'all are the receivers, so y'all receive a lot of different things. You know?
Yeah,
so,
you know,
it's a good thing. I respect.
Yeah,
it.
I think it's a good thing that we do receive, but you know, don't underestimate that receive because you get a lot of receiving too.
Yeah, I agree. Where y'all at? Oh man, we in the dirty. I'm bringing y'all with all that, so you already know.
You got
people arguing with stop signs out here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's deep.
So
I really, really hope that, you know, that sort of kind of gave you a little bit of insight into how I sort of kind of, you know, how vibrations come into me.
I think everybody enjoyed that, too.
Yeah,
yes,
I,
we all did. We
yes,
all
I,
enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it much as I did. I'm dry.
Is that chaos in the room talking about juicy juicy? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I'm taking up all your airtime.
Well, I'm glad, you know, it's always good to share in definitely, you know, brothers' energy, especially sisters sharing with brothers, because we love you guys. We do.
Peace to everybody out here in Houston, you know, just staying on their path, because I know it's hard out here, you know. I know, you know.
Yeah.
I know y'all one of the few live people out here in the place full of zombies, you know what I mean? But everybody stay focused. I am. You guys help me.
Well,
thank
good.
You for the energy.
You're anything welcome.
Else? All y'all.
Anytime. Anytime you need it, just come on back.
Always.
All right. Well,
I think I'll be talking. I think I'll be connecting with you sometime when I'm not even on the line.
Oh my! Do tell.
Uh oh.
I had to say that. Not like that. You know what I mean. I don't know yet, but I mean, hey, I try to use my brain. Like my boy Jez, I try to use my brain like a telephone. You know, you can.
Yes.
I mean, there's some exercises we do though. Me and my cosmic bros, though, but they are exercises. But peace,
that's
everybody,
good.
And
peace,
love to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Peace to you. I'm going to send you a message when you get off here, too. Let me know when you get it.
Peace, y'all. I got to get to this chat room. This way it goes out.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Peace, y'all.
Only in the remix. Okay, so I guess this leads us to the next exercise, which is my body, your body.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, somehow this is Esther's fault. I don't know how yet, but we're going to figure out.
Well, that's perfect. That is really perfect. Blame it on Esther. I will take it. I'll take one for the team. It's okay.
You start out playing Blame It on the Boogie. That's what we're going to blame it on. We're going to blame it on the boogie. So now, wow. Love you guys. Love you guys. We are going to move on. We still have about 37 minutes left to go in the form. It's always amazing. And, you know, the funny thing is when we started out the show tonight, one of the things that me and Esther sort of laughed at is whenever we make these lists, you know, for the show, that will we get to it? That's right. We never know what's going to happen. So we get close. We do get close, you know, as some of you guys and some of y'all work. We won't mention what that work is. You get kind of close and then, you know, it just doesn't happen. But but we're going to try to make it happen tonight.
Okay.
We're going to try to make it happen tonight. So now we're going to talk about my body, not literally my body. But as in my body, your body. This exercise. All right, Esther, you want to tell us about my body, your body?
Sure. So kind of similar to the sensory exercise, the idea behind this exercise is really to focus on a specific part of your body and to bring it to life, to personify it. And we kind of do these things all the time. We'll, you know, single out parts of our body and kind of give it a personality. It's almost the same thing as people naming certain parts of their body. resisted and, you know, just passing, joking around, kidding. So this exercise, though, is to really try to get to if your body part, whatever it is, let's say it was an arm, if it had a mouth and could talk, what would it say? So giving it those human qualities to make it actually come alive. And you can pick whatever body part you want. It doesn't have to be anything freaky. If you want to go there, you can. But the point of this is really a creative exploration, okay? So.
And let me put a disclaimer in there. You should be writing about your body, not somebody else's
body. Yes, because the whole goal is that your body communicates messages to you all the time. And so even though we don't think about, you know, our legs having mouths that can talk to us, our legs are constantly communicating, going back to the sensory exercise. It's constantly sending messages back and forth to our brain. And so if you were to pick this body part out and just have it talk to you, what would it say? Would it say it's strained? Would it say that it's strong? You know, that kind of thing. So bringing it to life. And you really want to isolate one particular part so that you can focus on that. And it's your body, not somebody else's body. Not what you want their body to look like. None of that, okay?
Yes, so this is about you exploring your body and us exploring my body. Chaos, no chaos. Just let me say that.
And once again, we'll keep it short, so we'll do a 5-line again. And no limitation, just keep in mind that it's for you, okay? So you're describing your body part, and you really want to focus only on that part of the body bringing it to life.
Yes. So you guys begin to write. Yes. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say there's plenty of things to choose from, plenty of body parts. You could choose a finger, you could choose a toe. I mean, there's a thousand things to choose from.
It sure is. It's a lot of things that you can begin to write about on your body and just kind of take, yes, chaos, you can write about your lingam if you want to write about that. That is a part of your body. So you can write about those things on your body. You know, we just ask that you share. So we want you to share. If that's what you're going to write about, we want you to share. If that's what you want to write about, you want to write about your yoni? Yes, you can write about that. We want you. No chaos, not that kind of share. Well, I mean, I can't tell you what to share and what not to share, but.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have got to stop looking at the world.
Yeah, let me stop looking in the chat room. Okay, so here we go. You guys can write about anything you want, like Esther said. So just remember, my body, your body. You're going to write about your own body, any part that you want of your body. And so think about all of the exercises we've been doing up until tonight. So you should be nice and warmed up. So whatever part you want to write about, just get to writing and use that. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call when you want to share about your body. So let's get to writing.
We're going to be able to have some music for this one. I think it may help.
Let me see what I can find. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I'm going to find something really nice here. Let me see. Here we go. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Not that. Just a second, you guys. I want to get something. I know. Hold on. Here we go. Maybe this will help us. Maybe not. Hold on. Yeah. This will help us. Here we go.
Love and happiness. yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
That was Al Green and Love and Happiness. as we continue with the exercise of my body and your body. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 to call in to share about your body. I think to make this just a little bit more intriguing, I think that you don't tell us what body part you're actually writing about, and let's see if we can guess. What do you think, Esther?
That sounds awesome. Yeah, that's great.
So don't tell us when you call in. We're going to guess what body part it is. So when you're ready to share your 5 lines or so about your body part, call in, press 1 so that we know you're on the phone lines and you're ready to share, and we can get right into it. Hopefully everyone did get a chance to get their body part in. How you doing, Esther? Are you all done there?
I'm still writing, but we can start if we have people on the line.
Yes. Somebody wanted to know if it could be an internal body part. We won't say who that somebody was.
Yes. It can be, you can pick whatever you want. As long as you are able to bring it to life, you can pick whatever you want.
That's right. You can pick whatever you like. It's a TI moment. You can have whatever you like. Well, you can't have whatever you like, but you can write about whatever you like. There you go. So, 646-652-2711. Wow. We have callers on the line. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm still kind of writing here myself about my body part. And remember, don't tell us what the part is. We're going to try to guess it. And you guys play along at home as well, too, everywhere out there in the universe also. So we're going to go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 520. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 520. Guess 520 don't want to say anything. All right, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Kendra. I wrote my body part. I put the name in there, but I'm going to just go with what I have.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it.
Yes, don't tell us what the part is, but definitely we would love to hear you share.
Okay, I'm going to say blank. My blank is like the open universe. She is like the sonic buzz that I am sitting under as I listen to the remix. My blank is full, my vibration is high. My blank, from my blank to yours, may divine love come to you with blue and effort and tell of my lovely blank.
That could be a lot of things. That could be a lot of things. I'm going to go with, Esther, you want to go first?
No.
Well, just by the way you started it out, I'll tell you what I got the feel for when you said my blank is like an open universe. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
you said my blank is like an open universe. I'm going to say something because the vibration that I got was your heart. And for us women, we actually have two hearts. One is the one in our chest, and the other one is between our legs, which is also our yoni. So was that correct?
It was the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love that. Love that. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, our first, my body, your body. Love that. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, VA.
Okay.
This is mine right here. It's called, Dear Mine, thank you for being disturbed enough to make me come back home and look within. Now that I am home, I will never leave again.
Okay, so is that your higher self?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you could say that, but that's not the first thing that came to my mind when I wrote it.
Okay, so what's the first thing that came to your mind?
My heart.
Ah, beautiful too. That's the portal. That's the portal to your higher self. So beautiful. Yes, yes, beautiful. Yes, love that.
Thank you.
That was sweet.
That was really sweet.
That was really sweet. You guys have to post these on my Facebook wall. Please post them over there. I would love to read them again. Please post them.
I'll do that.
Thank you. All right. Beautiful. I love that. All right. We're going to continue on with my body, your body. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Hi.
Calling from. Hi.
This is Tahita calling from Lithonia, Georgia.
Okay. Greetings to you. You wanted to share?
Yes. I spread. I shake. I feel. I heal. I clap. I wave. And I pave. I love my span. I can stand, pray, grasp, grab, clutch, and punch. I can create, destroy, beam energy like Reiki, scoop, swoop, swish, and flick. I form signals and mudras. What body part am I?
Well, I know what part of my body that can do that. I don't know if I should say it, but...
body part. Actually.
All right, Esther, I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Well, instantly, I thought you were talking about hands or the vagina.
Hands.
Okay.
First,
yeah.
I got with hands. Okay.
Right.
Beautiful.
Wow. The
beautiful.
Yoni can do all that, too.
Oh, yes. The Yoni can do that.
Wow. It sure can. Thanks so much for letting me share. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, yes. Beautiful. Love that. Powerful. Yes. I want that one on my Facebook wall. I love that one.
Yes. That was really good.
So now it looks like we have someone calling in from Skype, and it looks like Pharaoh something. Let's see. Greetings. Sounds like we're out in the universe somewhere. So you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Mama Blue. This is Prophet Andre calling from Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Much love, sis. You know.
Andre, that's you. Well, beautiful. Thank you for calling in. And you want to share with us?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your body part?
Oh, well, yeah, somewhat like that. Y'all can bow with me, though.
Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Andre, we're right here with you, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, check this out. What if heaven fell from the sky? Would you tell the devil that he's a lie? What if love never burdened in your heart? Would you embrace in a peace that grows? What if I held on you so tight, not willing to ever let you go? Would you turn to me compassionately, ask for some more? What if compassion we shared just got old? Would you kill me with a double-edged tongue that pierced through the place that only sustains togetherness to hold? What if I was that guiding light that bestowed God's glow? Would you feel the presence of God so close that you couldn't help but to let inner peace remain? Then what if life was the absence of pain until there was no more hurt to gain? Would you spend the time getting saved or losing your way? What is it can I truly do or say to let you know everything will be okay? What if I was the comfort as you drowned in your fears? What will it take to let me dry away your tears? What if we never met each other? What will it take to still share the same love between one another? What if I were blind and couldn't see your face? Would you still embrace me with true undying grace? In the life of a million what ifs, this is truly a gift. What is our destiny to be? A million billion what ifs to be one soul complete.
Ah, how beautiful. That was beautiful. I love you, brothers, because y'all don't follow no rules. I love y'all.
They just do their own thing. Seriously.
They just do their own thing. You got to love it. That you got to love. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Andre. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. Divine timing. Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love to you and your mama.
All right, peace and love. I'll be calling you soon. I might need your help.
Okay. Peace and love. Thank you. Peace. Beautiful. All right, you guys, we're going to still keep sharing our bodies. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 734. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me?
We can. We can.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. All right, I got one for you.
Okay. Why don't you tell?
I don't even know why you're telling people to make you guess. I mean, you're a damn oracle. You can look and see exactly what it is.
But that's not. But I'm not trying to do that. I'm really trying to get it. This is
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, whatever. Listen to this. Listen.
Go ahead.
Darker. Now, see if you can guess what this is. Darker than the darkest night. Harder than the hardest 9-inch pipe. Enters through your love so right. Soft as the softest light. Longer lasting than a drunken plight. If you grab me here, my chakra lights. It's not the part that you may think. The line is as thin as an eye's blink. From between the walls of this body part is my realm of creation. Love and art. What part am I?
Esther?
Damn, that was a long silence.
Oh, wow, thank you.
That was a what the hell kind of silence. Can you guess what this part is, though?
Yes. You know, it can be a couple of things. One of them, it actually can be your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can definitely be your tongue.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Keep going.
Do you just want us to say it? I mean, really?
I mean, it's not what you think it is.
Well,
I know what y'all expected me to say, but
no.
I think I got y'all.
So it's not the tongue, though.
No, it's not. My tongue is not 9 inches. It's close, but it's not 9 inches. But it's not my tongue.
Oh my.
Okay.
Can anybody guess?
Let's see. Let's see what the remix family is saying, if they can guess. So it's not, Chaos is saying it's not his tongue.
It's not what you
think it is. Somebody said, is it your small toe?
No.
It's not small toe.
My toe is not harder than the hardest 9-inch pipe.
Okay, then someone said your lingam in the chat room.
No, of course not.
Said, of course not. Not his lingam. He wouldn't want to put that out.
Hey, y'all, I hold my own now. I hold my own for all y'all that want to know.
Oh my God.
Well. I just caught a visual. Excuse me.
Okay.
But
hey, you're not supposed to be using that.
Your backbone? Yeah. Is that what it is?
No. Not my spine, not my backbone.
Okay, here's some guesses out the room. What about your foot?
Nope.
Not your foot, not your backbone.
Nope.
It's not your tongue. It's not your lingam.
Nope.
It's not your penis, right?
Right.
Not my what? What you say, Esther?
Your penis.
Hey, we're trying to keep it clean. That's why I said lingo. I mean, I'm dirty. I'm not that dirty. I mean, goddamn.
Penis. Oh my goodness. Okay, what about this? What about this, Chaos? Is it your throat?
Is it my who?
Your throat.
No, but you're close.
Okay, okay. Okay, say it for us one more time. One more time. People are asking.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I did make this very hard. I said, okay, I'm going to go through it again. Darker than the darkest night, harder than the hardest 9-inch pipe, enters through your love so right, soft as the softest light, longer lasting than a drunken plight. If you grab me here, my chakra lights. It's not the part that you may think. The line is thin as an eye's blink. From between the walls of this body part is my realm of creation, love, and art. What part am I?
Okay, so since you said heart, then it wouldn't be your heart, correct?
Actually, I didn't actually say my heart.
You didn't? I heard heart clear as day. Maybe I picked that
up. See, there you go. You're cheating again. See? See, there you go. See? Okay, game over. I'm done. I'm finished.
Chaos.
Game over.
Chaos.
You
I heard heart. You didn't say heart?
No, I didn't say heart.
So where did I get heart from?
Because you're a damn oracle. That's why. You already knew. You see, you're so good at it, you try not to use it, and you end up using it anyway.
No, I promise
see?
You. I promise you. I thought you said heart. See, somebody else in the chat room said they heard heart, too. Quite a few people.
Yeah. Download the show and listen to it again. I didn't say heart. I said from the walls of this body part is my realm of creation, love, and art.
Art.
I heard heart before that. Way before.
Yeah. That's you using your oracle powers that you have. So.
I shut down. But I want to say this. That was beautiful. Uh-huh. That was really beautiful, Chaos. And I'm really glad that you participated and you did a standing job.
I made everybody think.
Yes,
for a
you did. So beautiful.
Instead of getting in trouble. Yeah. Yeah. but just to put it out there, remember the reading that we had. Remember what you said about the whole heart thing. That's a big part for me. So that's my heart is my most important.
It is. You know? It really is. You're beautiful,
yeah.
Brother. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Brother.
Thank you.
Yes, Ati, beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, thanks. On to the next one. On to the next one. Get me
all
out
right.
of here.
Okay, peace, chaos, peace, and love. Wow, that was a good one. That was really a good one. I promise
really
you,
good.
I heard heart. I just kept hearing heart. I just didn't say
it. I heard
it.
Heart, too.
Did you hear it? Okay, so there you
yes.
go. So,
a couple
I guess we,
people said they heard it as well.
Yes, they did. So we all have our little psychic abilities antennas up, I guess. All right, so here we go, Esther. Let's see who else is on the line so that we can do this. We're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix, 215. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Turn your computer speakers down. They're doing some other things. We'll come back to them. Okay, so, Esther?
I am here.
Are you ready to share your heart?
Sure.
Share your body?
Sure. Mine's probably going to be easy to guess, but I didn't make mine difficult. So... I'll go ahead and read it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. They say the more you stare at it, the bigger it gets. They're addicted. Everyone remembers the firm suppleness from which they first sustained life. That golden bronze hue radiating from me, we bounce to natural rhythm, riding the groove. That's it.
Wow. I want someone to try to guess what that is. That's what I want someone. Someone said ego. You know, only in the remix. Seriously, only in the remix, I promise you. So, but I want you guys to try to guess. That actually is a great description. And I want you guys to try to guess. Someone wants you to read it again so they can try to really guess.
Okay. Okay. They say the more you stare, the bigger it gets. They are addicted. Everyone remembers the firm suppleness from which they first sustained life, that golden bronze hue radiating from me. We bounce to natural rhythm, riding the groove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm bored.
Okay, someone said eyes.
No.
Nope, no eyes. Chaos said your boobies.
They're not called boobies, Chaos, but yes, it's my breath. Yes.
Her breasts. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Oh, okay. So here we go. Here we go. I'm going to do mine. Excellent description, Esther. Okay. So here's mine. And this is sort of the descriptive coming from them. I love it when we hang out together. I don't like to be covered. I just like to be naked. I love it when we have a very, very natural threesome and we're touched all over.
Wow. Okay.
So, what is it? I'm bored. You know what? You got... I'm bored.
Wow.
No, chaos. It is not that again.
Can you read it one more time, Ms. Flu?
Yes, I'll read it again. I love it when we hang out together. I don't like to be covered up. I like to be naked. I love it when we have a natural threesome and we're touched all over. You know what, chaos? I'm going to get to you. Real. Ah, Black Majesty, no. So no one can guess it? No, it's not my third eye.
It's not my pineal,
it's not my pituitary gland or my hypothalamus thymus gland. No, it's not that. It's not my arms. No, it's not that. It's not that. Read it one more time, chaos. Do you really want me to read it for real, for real? Okay. Let me read it again. Okay. I love it when we hang out together. I don't like to be covered up at all. I like to just be naked. And I love it when we have a natural threesome and we're touched all over. Not my hair. No, not my hair. You guys, think about it. Think about it. Do y'all want me to tell you, in the lieu of, we have 1 minute and 41 seconds to go.
Oh, wow.
I know. I can't believe it.
I didn't realize. Oh, wow.
No, it's not my lips. It's not my navel. It's not my feet. No, it's not my tongue. Oh, all good guesses. But let's do this before we close out, because apparently we're going to go into a little bit of overtime. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm actually going to give you the answer in just a moment, but you guys need to call in and make sure you do that before the minute is out. For those of you listening, you need to hit Brother Bobby Hemet up if you have not got the magical Haru mirror. I think it's called the Eye of Haru. You need to get that mirror. You can reach him at 678-358-1055 is the number to reach Brother Bobby Hemet. Now, for those of you who have not gotten your herb packs or some of your DVDs for meditations or bath, you need to hit Brother Panic up at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And of course, if you would love to have a reading by me, Miss Blue, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Also, don't forget to download your Android app. I have another app that's coming out that's amazing. So many other great projects. Apple app is on its way. Hit me up on Facebook. Tell me about what you guys think. No, it's not my heart. But after the 10-second countdown, you cannot get in if you don't call in. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Peace and love. Warm spirit. Love you. Don't forget to get... also, the Book of Kemet. We'll need this. It's energy. You can go to thebookofkemet.com. That's Elder Haru, who's been on the platform as well, and all the other many guests here. But download this show, you guys. So you want to know what it is? Esther, do you take a guess?
I am still sitting here thinking. not your ears?
No, it's not my ears.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you guys, since this seems to be a very good one, it is my legs. Get it?
The legs!
My legs don't like to be covered. They like to be naked. They love the threesome when the legs come together and get a nice massage. And they like to be touched. So it's the legs. I love that. Yes. Look at people. People are like, what is it, Miss Blue? Download.
Wow.
Download.
That's right. Oh, that was good.
Yes, we definitely need to do the scent. We need to do my body, your body. We need to do some more my body, your body. Because that was really, really good. I can't believe this. We still didn't get to our list, Esther.
I know, but we did really good. We did very good.
Yes, we did.
Very good.
So much fun. It's always a pleasure to have you come on the platform so that we can. People are saying, what is it, Ms. Blue? Tell us what it is. Go download. I'm screaming like they can hear us. So let me tell all of them. Download.
I'm going to type download, too.
Yes. Download. Download. To find out. Look at Chaos putting download up there.
Yes, you all did it very well, though. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. And then adding that guest part in it actually made it even more interesting, even more intriguing. So that was very good.
It's fun. We were toning our linguistics tonight, speaking foreign languages, doing a little bit of the Sanskrit language there. Try to use these words in your everyday language. You know, like if you're walking down the street or something, let me see if I can pull out one of these words. You could tell somebody. You can tell them that you're on your way to the Dakara. You're going to the Dakara.
Dakai.
Well, don't say Dakara. That's something else. But Dakai, you're going to your Dakai, to the store. You know, use these words. Tula, you know, the flower. Tula. Stir, you're going to the next stir, you know, the next level. You know, use these words in your everyday language.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you should do. And just play around with it. Everybody has a hard time getting the tonality down.
And the only way you get better at it is by practicing. And so this is kind of like an advanced level into learning another language because typically, you know, you start with very basic words and kind of going through that, and we kind of jumped into the advanced level. So it's good just to kind of use these words around, you know, as much as you can to get comfortable with it, because the more you do that, it actually will help you. If you did want to go out and study the language or pick up another one of these types of languages, you'll be much more comfortable with it. So I just encourage everybody to kind of have fun with it.
Yes, 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 I would too. Just to keep using it, because the more you use it, maybe one time we'll go back and we'll sort of get some of those words we did from sort of the first shows and kind of pull them all together. And that would be really, really cool. And just to do a whole 5 lines in the language and just kind of keep going. I think that would be so cool to do. You know, you guys, I kind of messed something up for us, but I'm going to try to make it right. And that is, I wanted to get another quiz for us from Siba Haru. So I'm going to try to see if he can give us another one of those quizzes, you know, that takes us around the world in 30 days that nobody can break.
Yes. Mind-boggling quizzes.
Yes, those quizzes that just make you go, ah, what's the answer? You know, we can get those quizzes and really keep to do these things that really just keep us active in both of our hemispheres and really bringing them together. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you in the forum, Esther, and definitely when we're toning our linguistics and bringing them together, that's always a joy too.
Thank you. I always enjoy being here with you and the Remix family. I'm so proud of y'all.
Yeah, they did a great job. That was the coolest. That was really the coolest. I love that. I love that. So I guess, I don't know, we still got a lot of people hanging out on the phones with us. So I don't know. What to do? Let's see. If you guys have something that you want to say or you want to share, I know there was a gentleman that called in earlier that wanted to share something. I don't know if you're still on the line, but if you are, press 1 for me to take yourself off hold and then press 1 again. That'll put you back on hold. Or if you're on the line and you have something you want to say, you know, and you've already pressed 1, press 1 again, press 1 again. And then we can know that you have something you want to say. And, you know, we'll bring you on if you have something you want to say. I see the board all switching around, so I guess people got something they want to say. I guess they have some stuff they want to say. So I'm just going to try to go to the caller calling in. And if you don't have anything to say, that's fine. I'm calling in from area code 540. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 540.
This is your boy, No Thing, calling from Roanoke, Virginia. Like, I called like 2 other times, but I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just sitting right here listening to y'all. You know what I'm saying? About it.
Okay. Well, No Thing. You can just keep listening to Our Thing as we do Our Thing.
Right here
in the thing on the Remix. Yeah. I love that. Love that energy. Thank you. That was beautiful. Let's see if Prophet Andre has something he wants to say. Peace and greetings.
Hey. Oh man, y'all ready for me to say something? You know, I run my mouth now.
Well, we have a little bit of run your mouth time, so you can run your mouth a little bit.
Okay, all right. This straight off top of the dome, right? All right, here we go. Is there peace? Can I rise? Can I rise from this deprimated mind that has me in the pits of my hell? Can I rise and see the size of the skies is as bright as the sun that shines in my eyes? Am I really seeing with sight or blind, because it's just a figment of my mind?
Can I rise even though I'm broken from the changes in which I face? Everything I see, it seems like it's at a disgrace, and I still feel burdened from this weight. Can I release this pressure off my shoulders and know when the time has finally come, it is truly over? But now I'm sober. Last week I was all fucked up, twisted in my mind, just didn't give up. But I still rose above the days, because I'm not the sun that you see that's burning the blaze. I'm the sun that you can't see in the midst of darkness that's making a way, the manifested of life. But I am darkness, and when light came, I was face to face with my own reflection. Realized I was already risen, but I put myself confined in this prison that's down below, because hell truly burns. That's that piece.
Ah.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Powerful. Wow. You can rhyme.
Thank you for that. That was, yes, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Andre. Thank you.
Ain't no problem, Mama Blue.
Aw, I love that. That was powerful. I like that. All right. Well, we're going to keep going. It looks like people just press one, so they got stuff to say. We're going to the next caller who called in. It looks like area code 734. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 734. I guess they don't have anything to say.
Oh, hey, that's me. Hello?
Yes?
I didn't press one.
Okay, well, you never got off one. You never got off one.
Oh, hell no. Well, you want me to go ahead? I just posted one to your wall. But you want me to go ahead and, since I'm on here, you want me to go ahead and read it or whatever?
Yes, yes, please do that. Please tell everybody who you are. Please tell everybody who you are.
I'm that crazy nigga in the chat room, Chaos. Y'all know who I am.
See, I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it.
No, I did one back when you were doing, you said you had to isolate a sense. I wrote something up real quick for sound. So I'm going to go ahead and spit this out real quick so you can go on to the next one. All right. Last night, I heard the voice of darkness say, quiet the pain, take it away. Listen to your heart, but hear in the silence of your fate. Silence is golden, maybe the key into your ear's gate. It's not our music, but the silence in between. The notes, the beats, the hum, the dream. I hear the melanated vibe of your heart's tone. The sound of your soul from the depths of Riley's black hole. The silent sounds of the blazing sun, the meaning, the infinite, the darkness, the one. And that's it.
Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some shit now. I ain't all laughs. I got some deep shit now.
Oh, Chaos, we love you. We love you, Chaos.
All right, let me hit one and take myself out of the queue here.
No. Stay where you are. Stay where you are.
All right, I'll stay where I'm is then. Peace and blessings to y'all. Talk to y'all later.
All right, peace. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is this thing on?
This thing is on.
Hey, I'm bored.
Bored.
Hey, I just wanted to solve another riddle. Do you have any more riddles?
You know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to see if I'm going to connect with Siba Haru. And I'm going to really ask him to give us another riddle, because I've gotten so many requests for the riddle. And really, my fault, because actually he did agree to let us get a riddle somewhere around the summer solstice. And you know, that just didn't, it didn't happen then, but I'm just going to see. I'll let him know that people just, we love the riddles and we want a riddle, and see if I can get him to come on and give us a riddle or give me another riddle that will just literally make me just kind of, I won't pull my hair out because I think I worked too hard on it, but I'll just let it hang out. And, you know, get you guys to help him. We can work on it and kind of build on it and then, you know, have him come on and sort of, if we can't get the answer, share that answer. You know, share some of those very powerful comedic riddles. And if you guys are listening for the first time and you're not sure what we're talking about, it's a couple of shows. You can actually go back. One of them is The Search for the Book of Kemet, which actually started as a riddle for me. On a quest of some of the channels that I get and then looking for the information to sort of validate those channels. And I went to Siba Haru, who really, he's a comedic scribe that's been on his path for 20 plus years. He's over the Hatchapoo Network. And he started telling me one of the places to search was the Book of Kemet. So I went on this search, literally. And you guys from all over the world went on this search with me. And we still could not find that Book of Kemet. So yeah, it was a riddle that went on and many people got involved, from scholars to universities. I think I had everybody on the path. to our brothers and Uncle JoJo's on the corners. Everybody was looking for the Book of Kemet. So we sort of kind of worked through that and we solved that one. Well, we didn't solve it. He actually kind of gave the answer to that. And then everybody had the opportunity to actually own the world's own oldest textbook and really understand the symbolism behind it. If you're listening and you're not familiar, you can always go to www.thebookofkemet.com. And two Sibas who are the two brothers, Siba Haru and the other brother who put it together, did an incredible job of really making this available to people. A lot of power there. We know the power of symbolism. And so having sort of something our ancestors did that was the world's first textbook, very powerful. And we actually went on that journey, and you can still do it by going back through the show. And then the other one was the Riddle of the Sphinx.
I think
you guys remember that one. Woo! That one was a little, that was real challenging because.
Yeah, that one people, was stressful.
People got violent. People got violent. They were sending me hate mail.
Yes. I lost sleep over that one.
Yeah, that one just, people just got violent over that. They was like, no, this is the answer. I'm like, no, that isn't the answer.
What was the answer
again? Whenever I start dreaming about a riddle, it's really a problem. I was like, this is gone too far.
Yes, so we won't spoil it. If you didn't hear that one, it's on, I believe it's on a Chat and Chill. Didn't we do that on the Chat and Chill, Esther, where we gave the answer? Yeah, it's on a chat.
Oh, give me the answer.
No. I don't want to give it out now because there are some people right now going, oh, I want to go hear that. So go back and look at that Chat and Chill because I put it in the tagline that I would be giving out the answer, and you can hear the answer there. But I'm going to try to see if we can get another riddle because I think we're ready now. You know, we're ready to get this riddle.
Oh, yeah.
This time it's going to be somebody solve it right off the cuff. As soon as
yes,
I get it out.
I'm not trying to lose sleep over it. I don't want to be dreaming about it like some people.
Well, you know, on board, what happens is when you get into these riddles, because they really work both hemispheres, and you're trying to flip it because it's one of those questions that you have to look at more 360, and then you have to take it to another level to just kind of even get into it to begin to understand it. You could actually dream about it.
Oh, yeah, especially when you listen to all the other answers and, you know, people were saying things that I kind of thought, and then it's like, no, none of that's right. And so I was really like, okay, I think I got this. And so when I was hearing the no, that, I mean, it took me places. So, and I'm not complaining about it because it's really a good thing, but I was stressed out about it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, no, I just don't want to wake up in a cold sweat.
Well, can't guarantee you that won't happen. fun. It really is fun. It's fun to challenge both the left and the right hemisphere and, you know, all the work that we do from the information to everybody who comes on the platform. It is information that you can begin to challenge yourself with and just bring it to your level of understanding. So I am. That's going to be one of my missions is I'm going to try to get us another riddle. So thanks for calling in and bringing that back to our consciousness, and we can try to do that so we can be up again late at night trying to solve the riddle.
hopefully it won't turn violent this time.
Yeah, no violence this time.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace and love.
Bye.
Oh, wow, that was a good one, those riddles.
They were hilarious.
Yes, yes. We still have more callers. Let's go to area code 540. You're live in the remix with Miss Blue and Esther. Who's on the line, please?
I'm back again. It's your boy, No Thang.
No Thang. Ain't nothing but a thang. No.
You know what I'm saying? And I got something I want to share with y'all right fast. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? This joint right here called That Nigga, a.k.a. That Naga, a.k.a. That God, and it goes like this. Please believe I don't identify with anything that's material. I'm a self-made God, which means I am spiritual. I meditated for 40 days and 40 nights without food or water. If we had knowledge of self, we would see we are divine beings, the creators and the destroyers of the new world order. Meditate with the sun just to get my energy up. Being a rebel means you don't give a fuck. It's time to wake the sleepers up. Born hood, reborn into a god. Thank God, a.k.a. my higher self, my life was hard. I haven't smoked weed in so long, but the spirits still come to me when they want to know right from wrong. I guide them back to their path. They drop to their knees and say, thank God we are free at last. While niggas trying to get a record deal, I'm trying to evolve my soul from higher knowledge, and it's real. When it all goes down, your mic and metaphors won't save you now. But I understand that everybody has their own path. I'm happy I took the path that everybody else looked past. Know thyself, that's it. Anything else is irrelevant. Most rappers will forever be local. If they had knowledge of self, they would see we are already universal. Born into the mind of consuming swine. Now that I'm divine, I know I'm beyond such ignorant mind. Now I eat raw fruits and veggies. Having a healthy mind, body, soul is key. Sooner or later, I will be living off chi. For you slow folks, that's God's energy. Dead birds, cows, and fish. Wars, revolution, hurricanes, and earthquakes. But people still not awake. One thing I gotta say, you better form a relationship with your soul before it's too late. Stuck in third dimension, hoping, praying, and wishing for fortune and fame. But that's coming to an end, simple and plain. Higher knowledge will be key. Don't believe me? Watch and see.
Oh, wow. Love that. Fire.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love that. No. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I didn't know y'all, like, you know what I'm saying, express, like, poetry and stuff, so I just, you know what I'm saying, just wanted to drop mine right fast, whatever.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let me ask you a question. Because while you were doing your poetry piece there, this question came to mind. So I guess I'll ask it, and I'll ask Esther and anyone else who's on the line as well, too. Do you sun gaze?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't sit like directly like stare at the sun, but I like sit in the sun for like from time to time. Like I try to at least sit like 20 to 30 minutes in the sun each day.
Yeah.
And take my shirt off and, like, just sit in the sun, whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, I caught a visual of you doing that. I actually typed it in the room. Yeah, I caught a visual of you doing that. So, yeah, I was just curious to know if that was something that you did and, you know, how does that work for you? When you're sun gazing, and I'm going to share some other stuff in just a moment, but I was just curious, Esther, do you sun gaze?
I absolutely do. I walk to work all the time, and so I make it a point whenever it's sunny out, I'm always outside, And I always focus on the sun. And I will literally, like, stand outside for about 15, 20 minutes in the morning. And then when I come home at night, just to actually sit there and stare at it and take that energy in. I love it. And I've been doing it for a while. So.
Yes, I do it. I don't get to do it as much as I would like to. I don't get to do it the way I would like to as much, but I like to a lot of times go out on my back patio and just like you said, spend at least 10, 15, 20 minutes in the sun, and just really it's a meditative time, a very powerful time. And sometimes if I get an opportunity to, I try to do it certain times when the sun is really going down as well too. It really helps. There was a program, the reason I bring this up, it was a program that was on television a couple of weeks ago, and it was about this guy who really got himself into sun gazing, where I think he actually traveled around the country. He actually started a blog group online of people who began to sun gaze and go outside in the sun, and they talked about how their appetite for food. For their appetite for food and even water actually just dissipated.
It's
now, great. Yeah, it just went away, and actually how he went on this fast for, I want to say, almost 30 days of not eating anything.
Yeah.
And just really sort of kind of soaking up the sun and really beginning to eat that energy of the sun. Lots of science has been done on sun gazing. It really is. You could find a lot of information on it. But I was just curious today, you know, how many people really, when you sun gaze, because I know on the days that I do it, I really don't have an appetite at all, like whatsoever.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I ain't want to cut you off. I'm sorry, though. But like when I'm at work, you know what I'm saying, and like I'm having like a hard day at work, and I just step outside, and as soon as I step outside, like all that pressure from work just releases, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. There was a woman who was on the program. This was a PBS special, but I'm sure if you Google it, you probably can find it, where she talked about when she first started to sun gaze, she noticed that she would see the spots of the sun, like once she came out of the sun. So they had a couple of scientists and a couple of doctors who, you know, of course, they have their perception about the sun and how the sun is so damaging and how it's not good for you and causes all of these cancers and all of this. And these were two Anglo-Saxons who were actually doing this experiment, too. So just so we can understand the angle. But the one woman who she was doing her sun gazing, and she was quite older. She said at first, when she began to sun gaze, she began to really focus her energy on really taking in the energy that she could feel that wasn't actually coming from the sun, but the energy that was coming from behind the sun. And I thought that was interesting, too, how she just sort of kind of gave that correlation. Of course, just kind of listening to her talk, you could tell she didn't really understand about the science of it, but it was just the metaphors that she used of how she was pulling the positive energy, and it was coming into her. And she said from her stressful job, her stressful life, everything that was going on with her, that whenever she felt herself in the sun, she felt better. So they checked her eyes and they checked things about her, and none of these symptoms did any of these people who were sun gazing with this intention of really having something positive come out of this experience happen to them. They had nothing but positive experiences. They didn't have any damage to their skin or to their eye, such as cancer or any of these things. So I say that to say that we're in the time of the sun, of course. We're in the summer months, you know, the new year it is. And so it is great to get out and get some of the best source of vitamin D. coming from the sun. You know, being able to get out in this energy and really just sort of kind of do some meditation with it and begin to work with this energy. So I was curious, and you sort of sparked that because I seen you sitting with your shirt off, sort of kind of with your head back, looking at the sun. So I typed it in the room. I was like, wow, question, who sun gazes? And so I said, when you finish, I was going to ask you. So I just wanted to share that. All of that because I wanted to share it. But, you know, some great points, you know. I think we all could learn from that because I think it is, I think it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just my quirky world, you guys. That's how I catch
this. No, I understand that. I feel you.
I thought that was just the coolest thing to see you there sun gazing. So I was like, I'm going to ask him, do you sun gaze? I know you do because I see you. But so it's really good. Thank you so much for calling in. Your poetry was amazing. I would love for you to put that on my wall, on my Facebook wall, if you're my Facebook friend. If you're not, send me a note and I will friend you and have it up there. But thank you. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Intimate moments at the remix. We still have people with their hands up. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Dar. I'm calling from New Mexico. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I was listening. I didn't intend to call in because I didn't get my poetry together. And there was something else that I found that I was reading about these women who went around the world to find out about the color blue, and they went to like several different nations and just they looked for the color blue. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm going to find it and I'll call back at another time and talk about that because it was powerful what they found as well, how what blue means in different
cultures.
It's also the time,
yeah.
Yes, it's also the time of the color blue. So I'm looking through something right now because we were talking about you were talking about the sun and sun gazing. Well, I think I told you that I spent like the last 20 years or so dealing with trying to get back to, you know, cultural roots, cultural ideas of spirituality. And I thought I was going to have to go back to Africa. Basically what happened was that I spent a lot of time around Native Americans, and Native Americans do ceremonies that deal with the sun.
Yes.
And much of what you're talking about is what happened. I'm not going to say a lot about it, but a lot of what they do has to do with exactly what you're talking about. And so there's a guy named, his name is Greg Braden.
Mm-hmm.
He's a physicist. A lot of these cutting-edge physicists have found themselves smack dab in the middle of a spiritual awakening because they've had to go to the occult to find the answers to what they're discovering in physics. And so
right.
there are a whole bunch of them out there, and they're you know kind of at war with the paid off physicists who are touting the status quo program. You know, they're being paid to do that. And so they call these guys junk physics and junk physicists and all this sort of stuff. But anyway, one of the things they discovered was that basically there's a hierarchy, and the hierarchy goes from lowest to highest, and the cells are at the very bottom of the hierarchy in our bodies. And so what happens is the cellular center gives way to the brain center, which gives way to the heart center, which gives way to the planetary center, which gives way to the star center, which gives way to the galactic center, which gives way to the universal center. The other thing that they discovered was that, and it's exactly what you're talking about, the sun is literally, and I'm starting to experience this myself, the sun is literally a tunnel or like a channel. It's it's basically a black hole of sorts. But these cutting-edge scientists are also saying we're all black holes because they're nothing but energy fields.
Right.
So this field, what happens is, and we were talking about this before, once one is able to go to his heart center and allow his heart to hook up with the planetary center or Gaia, then he or she will be taken directly to the star center, the galactic center, the universal center at home. So basically, the ceremonies that these tribal people do have to do with going through the sun to go home. And so,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Okay, so. So anyway, I was just listening to what you were saying about the sun, and that was the strangest thing that popped up at the end because you saw that guy's energy, and maybe that's what I was supposed to come on and talk about.
Go ahead. I really want you to finish. I really would love to hear it.
Okay, so what else? Okay. So basically, so physicists are saying that this is literally the will of creation and how creation works, and this is the alignment that needs to take place. So it's back to the heart, submitting to the heart of the earth, and allowing that channel to be guided by that channel as opposed to our egos, and then that literally taking us right through the sun to the galactic center and then to the universal center where I guess everything started, where we came from. And these are their names for it. You know, obviously there are different names in tribal cultures for these things, but it's all the same thing, obviously. But anyway, what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing. I definitely think scientists, everyone, 2011, we talked about this energy, and I think everyone is really, which is a great thing, they're coming to sort of the same place, like you said, using their very own colorful words, or going through their own way. But basically, it is the same story, you know, sort of becoming one with that particular energy and getting there many different ways. It's not really a new story. You know, even when we go back to sort of ancient times, you know, taking it all the way back to ancient Kemet, and just the studies, even when it comes out of pathogenesis or parthogenesis, of understanding when there were just women on the planet. And so they giving birth to different philosophy of giving birth and really using the energy of the sun really for women to become pregnant. So, yeah, some interesting things. I think it's one of those things, like, do you guys remember this old commercial where they used to talk about come back to Jamaica, what old is what's new? That just kind of, I don't know, that just popped in my head, what old is what's new? So, you know, it's kind of that same story there. And I think more people are just becoming sort of awakened to their path, to their story, in many different ways. Some theories have it that you must go through the moon. Some theories is that you return back to the womb in which you came out of. Some theories are the sun. Others are, you know, you go straight to the ethers. Some is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some is just going completely within. When you can rest in that place of being within, and that energy can sort of dissipate itself into matter, which we know matter, that word matter comes from mother, the Latin word, or coming out of
matter.
Coming out of that ancient word, which is mother, the cosmic mother, going back into that energy, because that's what we all are, is energy, and just really looking for our way to connect, you know, to connect. I think it's interesting you found that story about, and when you do, email it to me, because, and I'll do some research too about the women who traveled around the world and looking for sort of that meaning of the color blue.
And I've been looking for it for like that last half an hour trying to find it, and I cannot. I read it just today, you know, like I read it this morning. I was working through what's her name's book, The Secret Science of Numerology, Shirley Blackwell Lawrence. Great book. Bobby's recommended that book before as well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was looking for that book, and I think it's in there, but I just for some reason I could not find it. So
I'll have to check that book because I think I have. I'll double check that as well too. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah,
beautiful energy on the planet, I think, for each of us, and just connecting. So I'm glad that the remix is one of those places where we can actually, you know, share it. So thank you.
Connect the dots, yeah. The remix is connecting the dots. It's cool, man.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, always good to talk to you guys. I'll holler soon.
All right, peace.
Love you. Love you,
love
too,
you.
Peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. 646652, you guys, we are still in the remix chatting. You guys got something you want to say?
The brothers be showing up. The brothers be showing up.
Goodness. I just don't know what to say. Love it. Love it. But I do. I want to ask you guys if anyone heard about this story. And I haven't done any more updated research on it, but this story about a 5-year-old little girl who drowned, I believe it was her baby brother, in the bathtub. And they were thinking about charging her with murder. And she would be the youngest person to ever, if the charges were to be charged with murder.
Wow.
So I want to bring this to you guys' attention because I actually had this conversation as well with someone when I first read the story, and I don't even know, it was on Yahoo. You know, everything's on Yahoo, Google, you can find it. But she's a young African-American girl, 5 years old, and her older sister, who has sort of some disability, who I believe the sister may have been 14, 15 years old, was watching some of the younger children, one of the 5-year-old as one, and then the baby who was either 18 months or 17 months old was watching the children. The 14-year-old, and don't quote me on this, but anyway, the older sister who was there, she fell asleep while she was watching the children, and the baby was crying. So the 5-year-old took the baby and took the baby in the bathtub and put the baby in the bathtub. Water was still left in the bathtub from when the children had taken a bath earlier. And she put the baby in the bathtub and the baby drowned. So, of course you can't help but your human side to say, wow, that's pretty deep. A 5-year-old drowning a baby? Like, seriously. But what was more intriguing to me is the authorities, trained authorities, would think that the 5-year-old actually knew that she was trying to kill her baby brother or the baby.
The intent.
The intent. And I, you know, I've heard stories, and you guys probably as well, where there's been there was a 7-year-old boy, white boy, who had a gun and accidentally shot and killed his mother. And they said, oh, it was an accident. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yep.
He had the gun. Yep. Was an accident. Tons of these stories of children getting guns and killing their brother and sister, and, you know, they're 10, 12, 13. And here we have this young little black girl, 5 years old. And instantly what comes to their mind is that she meant to kill him.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is.
That's really deep. Like, how does your mind take you to a place that you instantly believe that this 5-year-old? So when they questioned the 5-year-old, she said the baby wouldn't stop crying, so she put the baby in the bathtub. Now, as a mother, if I heard that, I would think that maybe she thought somehow the water would soothe the baby.
Would calm the baby down, absolutely.
Would calm the baby down. Maybe she seen someone else give the baby a bath and the baby stopped crying and she wanted to do the same thing. She thought, like with her doll baby, she could put it in the bathtub. And because she said the baby wouldn't stop crying, so she put the baby in the bathtub, they said, oh, it's premeditated. She thought about it. This happened in Oregon, I want to say, some state. Don't quote me on the state. Somebody Google it. I know you're Googling it right now. But look that up. But I'm going to do a little bit more research on that. But I just kind of wanted to put that out, put that energy out there to send sort of love and light to the family. And, you know, some of the comments that people made was, you know, why did the parents leave the child at home? And, you know, they must have wanted the little girl to kill the baby. I mean,
wow,
just some real special stuff. That I think you should, you know, maybe Google, kind of give a little bit of energy there to that particular case. I'm going to take a look at it and, you know, maybe bring that to the attention to a few people I know, to bring some light to that particular case. To really
is this
see
what in Kansas City? Is this what it is in Kansas City?
Did you find it? It could have been that.
It says the toddler drowned while playing with his 5-year-old aunt at his grandmother's house in Kansas City June 3rd. Police say the 5-year-old told social workers she intentionally drowned her. The 5-year-old said intentionally. Okay. She intentionally drowned her nephew in the bathtub because he cried too much. Curry doesn't believe her younger sister knew what she was doing. She suspects her son cried because he did not like water in his face. So this is a mother that's speaking out in this article. And it says, I just want people to know it was an accident.
Okay, that could be it. This is what I'm looking at here, and I'll tell you guys what I Googled. This is, and I'm going to see where this is. It's in Kansas City, yes. It says 18-month-old Jermaine Johnson Jr. had been left in the care of a babysitter. Okay, so this wasn't their child. It says, along with some other kids, while mother went out to pick up father in Kansas City. But the 16-year-old girl who was supposed to be watching the children wasn't exactly diligent. She reportedly had mental disabilities and fell asleep. Failing to wake up when the baby went on an extended crying chatter or jag or whatever they say. A 5-year-old girl, now it's interesting how they label her, a 5-year-old girl left in the babysitter's care wasn't happy about this. The girl said that Jermaine's relative grew tired of the little boy's crying. So she took him into the bathroom and submerged the baby under the water in the bathtub until he stopped bawling. The baby was soon dead. At first, police ruled the death an accident, but the little girl would later confess to purposely drowning the baby.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? And then they said, and the Missouri social worker, and that's left Missouri social workers with some of a quagmire or a quarry. They're sort of, I don't know why. It says it is clear. It was a clear case of first degree murder.
Wow.
The problem is the 5-year-old is much too young to be held accountable for homicide, especially when she likely doesn't understand the certainty of death. So then how is it a clear case of first degree
murder? And how is it intentional? How is it purposeful?
Yes.
How do you make those statements?
Right.
Wow.
And then
wow.
They said, moreover, Missouri law does not allow children under 12 to stand trial. The girl has not been arrested, And neither police nor social worker have announced a course of action in this case. So we turn to you, dear readers. What should be done in the case of a clear-cut homicide when the killer isn't old enough to understand what she's doing? That's deep.
Wow. That's very deep. Very.
Yeah, so it's something to bring to you guys' attention. That is, it's a very it's a really crazy case. And even on this website, it looks like they have a whole lot of things going on everywhere. In another case, I don't know where this is, it talks about a grandmother is arrested for beating and sexually assaulting her 3-year-old granddaughter.
There's been a lot of cases in the news, I would say in the past 6 months, having to do with children.
Yes.
They're dying, being drowned,
yes,
being molested, raped, coming up missing.
Yes.
I think the prevalence has really increased in the past 6 months, and I was wondering about that, if there was something.
Yeah, it is
definitely.
Yeah, it is definitely a lot of energy on the planet that is surrounding sort of children, and you're right, I've noticed that as well too. Just some of those cases of people. You know, a lot of high school basketball players, people about to get, kids about to go pro, getting killed, getting shot. Typically, we see a lot of this activity during the summer months. But a lot of it, of course, we have to know that there is some other things that are going on here. So I think it is time for any of us to really begin to be gatekeepers over those children, our babies that are in our lives, because it is definitely, this energy is sort of kind of rolling around. Yeah, I'm gonna kind of play with that and see what I come up with, because you're right, a lot of these cases have been brought to my attention as well too, and seeing some of this, and just, you know, just wow. You know, you want to say nothing surprises me. It doesn't. But I think certain things that, you know, because we do have to play the role of Clark Kent and Superman, there are some things that we do need to kind of lend an ear to. And so for those of you out there, that's going to be some things to kind of give some energy to look into that particular case. And again, I'm going to pass it around to some people I know that work sort of in the legal field as well too. But yeah, I thought that was kind of a trip. You know, how can you say that this 5-year-old intentionally did this, but yet she didn't realize, she doesn't even understand what she did. So then how do you know she intentionally did it?
Right. And instantly I'm sitting here thinking, how could you even try a 5-year-old? How could you get a 5-year-old to testify? How could a 5-year-old understand any type of interaction with a lawyer? I mean, how, you know, the whole thing sounds preposterous. It doesn't even make sense. But the way they're writing it is like, you know, as if she's an adult. I mean, it's really, really disturbing. It is really disturbing.
It really is. And, you know, like I said, I have seen these very unfortunate cases, of course, you know, when we look at it, definitely, and we're talking on this human level right now, of course, about kids accidentally shooting their best friends or shooting their mother, shooting their father. And never does it come into question that this is something that was done intentionally. You know, kids playing in the pool, one accidentally drowns the other one. And, you know, all of these different things. For heaven's sakes, there's a television show called Pretty Little Liars where these group of girls, white girls, got together and killed their friend.
Exactly.
And you telling me this 5-year-old little black girl knew what she was doing? She was trying to kill the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, real interesting there. We are living in those times, and, you know, it just kind of, I don't know why, but that's kind of the theme song, Come Back to Jamaica, What Old Is What's New.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So definitely some energy. Just wanted to flip around with you guys and just kind of share that thing. And I guess we got
something to actually ask you about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. We got 5 minutes.
Okay. I was going to bring this up. This is the more human level stuff, but just something that I noticed when we're talking about old being new. The whole concept of planking. Do you know what that is?
Say it one more time.
Planking. So this is when people go around and they lay out flat with their arms at their waist, legs straight out, and they do it like all over different locations on, you know, buildings, on tables, and they take pictures and they kind of like float around the web. They put it on Twitter or Facebook. And this is actually where it came from, planking like on a slave ship. So how the slaves were lined up.
Okay.
But
okay.
It has come back out now, and supposedly, you know, there's all this backstory going on saying that some kids started it in 1997, and they were doing it around college, and that's where it came from. But now it's really grown, and a lot of people are doing it. And every time I see it, I see a slave ship. So I can't really get into it. And I wanted to ask people what they thought about it. And I was like, well, this might be too much of a human issue. But it's something that's going around. It's really viral right now. And I just think when you just said the old is becoming the new again, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It really is, because the fact that people are openly doing it and they don't see any connection with that, and I'm just bewildered by it. So,
I think it's a great question to pose and to really ask about it. A couple of ways we can look at it. This is what I'm trying to see if I can give you sort of a quick analogy of something for me that sort of came back that I didn't think was funny. Okay, here is something. It's a little bit more viral than what you said, but the first time I heard it, and I heard it out of text, it sort of kind of shocked me a little bit. But I remember I was working. And I'm going to answer this question, but this is kind of, and I get the feeling you feel. I remember one time I was working on a project, and we were out of town and working with some other people with the company I work for. And one of the lady's glasses, like the screw, came out of her eyeglass. And so she said, oh, my goodness, you know, I have to do my presentation. And, you know, coming up, we all had presentations that we had to give at this big function, this corporate function that we were at. So everybody had to do their different presentations. And she said, oh, my goodness, my glasses, and I don't have my spare glasses with me. I have to have my glasses because I can't see. What am I going to do? So we're all looking for something so we can help her fix her glasses. And so one of the other ladies walks up and says, just get something and nigger rig it. And I promise you, Esther, you know how you can see air stand still?
Uh-huh.
It's like everything froze.
Uh-huh.
It's like I was in a cartoon. Everything just stood still.
Yeah.
And I'm going through my mind saying, did she just say nigger rig it?
Wow.
So I looked at her and I said, what did you say? Yeah, just find a paper clip or something and just nigger rig it.
Mm-hmm.
She said it again. So with 1 minute and 34 seconds left to go, you guys, I know we need it. We probably got to take this to the blue blast. But this is what I think about now that I understand what you're saying about that flanking or that planking, laying out. It's like do you not realize what you're doing? Do you not realize what you're saying? And again, like you said, we're looking at this from the human level. Now, of course, when this incident happened, there was no higher level for me to go to. I could only look at it from this particular level. And I said to her, explain to me what that is. Now, she's telling me, she said, you know, when we were kids and, you know, we had to fix things, we just nigger-rig things. You just pick up something, you just put it together. She didn't even realize what she said. But the crazy thing is everyone in the room understood it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I say that even with this situation, people are playing like they don't understand the connection. Oh, but they do. Now, when we begin to look at it on a spiritual level, really what you're saying is that you want that energy so bad that you will even try to mimic it to get it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how bad you need that energy. That you will even put yourself into that situation to get it.
Wow.
And
yeah, that's powerful there. That is very powerful there. That says a whole lot, especially seeing who started it.